other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
FBI Director Christopher Wray assumed the office in 2017. Since then, he has continuously failed and embarrassed the American people.
And I'm especially sorry that there were people at the FBI who had their own chance to stop this monster back in 2015 and failed. And that is inexcusable. It never should have happened, and we're doing everything in our power to make sure it never happens again.
Wray's predecessors include Andrew McCabe, who lied under oath.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give this committee is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Say up your gun.
I do.
James Comey, who protected the Clinton crime family.
The organization was in disarray, that it was poorly led, that the workforce had lost confidence in its leader.
And Robert Mueller, who fueled an impeachment scam of epic proportions.
In one of these meetings, Mr. Papadopoulos is talking to a foreign diplomat, and he tells the diplomat, Russians have dirt on Clinton. That diplomat then contacts the FBI, and the FBI opens an investigation based on that fact. You point this out on page one of the report.
Would you give me 1 minute?
You know that I can't do that. That's not how it
is. Well, I'm going to have to get someone.
The revelations surrounding the Larry Nassar abuse scandal, where at least 265 girls were repeatedly sexually abused by Nassar, who was the team doctor over 18 years, only add to the fact that the FBI is a broken bureaucracy. In particular, the Inspector General discovered that Michael Langman, the supervisory special agent in the Indianapolis office, lied to investigators to cover up errors made in the Bureau's investigation.
These elite athletes, people whose names average Americans and people around the world know, if their allegations of sexual assault are not taken seriously in an investigation of this nature, how can they have confidence that if something like this were to happen to them or their family or their loved one, that those allegations would be taken seriously?
I understand all too well that the FBI depends on the trust of the American people.
As most of you are probably aware, I was molested by the U.S. gymnastics national team and Olympic team doctor Larry Nassar. And in actuality, he turned out to be more of a pedophile than he was a doctor. What I'm trying to bring to your attention today is something incredibly disturbing and illegal. After telling my entire story of abuse to the FBI in the summer of 2015, not only did the FBI not report my abuse, but when they eventually documented my report 17 months later, they made entirely false claims about what I said.
While local agents track down serial killers, the top brass of the FBI wage a war on patriotism, a war that recently failed miserably at the Justice for J6 rally that only exposed the Bureau's increasing organization of plots to undermine America.
I tell you what, the American people are not stupid. We can see it with our own eyes, the difference in the treatment from our federal government because of someone's political beliefs. And that's regardless, it's regardless of how the news media tries to spin it or what they tell you.
The political leadership in this country is a dirty secret, okay? When you are upset about a political problem and you're angry, they actually want you to do what happened on January 6th. They want violence from us. They want us to cross the line. They want us to destroy property. They want us angry. Because when you break the law, they can deal with you very easily.
The only person arrested at the Justice for J6 rally? You guessed it, an FBI agent.
Are you undercover?
Are
you part of the event?
I'm just here.
Where'd you live?
The guys are at. It's on the
floor. John Bound, reporting.
We're already halfway through September 2021.
It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Mark your calendars as the day the world stood still. This broke yesterday afternoon, and I normally have my nose to the grindstone on news and information, but I took care of a lot of technical business end things around here and infrastructure to keep this operation afloat. And so I did not know about it until late last night, and then I couldn't sleep all night, and I did approximately 5 hours of research on this, and I can tell you unequivocally this story is 10 times bigger than anything else you've ever reported. This is bigger than us exposing the globalists working with radical Islam on 9/11. This is bigger than them lying about WMDs in Iraq. This is bigger than the German government working for the U.S. government, giving 30,000 children to convicted pedophiles for sex rings. This is bigger than all the autistic children and them knowing that mercury was causing autism in boys passing the blood-brain barrier. This is bigger than dropping atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This is bigger than the Cold War. This is bigger than World War II. This is the biggest thing in modern world history. And you can argue if they succeed, it is the biggest thing in history other than Jesus Christ. When I saw this yesterday, I was going to bed early. I was tired. I'd only gotten 5 hours sleep getting back from D.C., waking up, you know, going to bed at 1 a.m, getting up at 6 a.m. And I was energized like electricity shot into me, the London Telegraph. And I didn't just believe the Telegraph. I already knew all the backstory, but that DARPA released documents. DARPA released documents that Fauci and Peter Daszak approached them 3 years ago and said, we want to release a chimeric coronavirus that's described as COVID-19 purposely on to the people in China. Whoa. And that's why when they started to get caught 6 months ago, they shifted from saying, oh, it wasn't a lab leak. It happened in a grocery market, a wet market, a live animal market, to, oh, no, it was the Chinese government. It was an accident. Because they were doing it to set China up, I'm sure now. And I don't like the Chi-Coms and can't stand them. But now it's all clear. I've got the whole story, how Obama created it, how they had it at Chapel Hill. The scientists got upset. Even the Pentagon said, don't do this. They shipped it to China. They developed it there further. And then they brought grants to DARPA saying, we want to create nanotech that delivers viruses through spike proteins that will go through human skin so we can spray it on people. And they're talking about a bioweapon. And DARPA said, this will endanger the humans of Earth. We will not do this. Do you understand this? And what did General Flynn say? Well, he hadn't said it publicly, but he said it to quite a few folks. And I agree with his sources, and I've checked. He said a month ago this is a synthetic nanovirus. And I want him on the show, or I want him out there who told him that. Because that's what this is, a synthetic nanovirus that goes through the damn skin. And that's what Flynn told medical doctors that have told me, including one of my treating physicians, who's very high level. I'll leave it at that. And I'm not blowing sources here. This is all known. I was told this by other Pentagon sources. High level people in the CIA say, no, we know it's really a global consortium. It's a synthetic nanovirus. And now the Pentagon and DARPA release the smoking gun on Fauci's ass, that he had Daszak come to them and say, we want to create this and secretly release it in China. And they said, are you crazy? The Chinese will nuke us, you maniacs. Remember, the whole world's the target of this. So no wonder they're covering up, and no wonder, because it's Obama. Holy hell. And there's the patents on mRNA vaccine delivery using lipid nanoparticles. So, I mean, you have to understand something. They can't even respond to this. You know how the liberal media is responding? Mainstream news, the late night comics, all their minions that are paid off by Big Pharma on record, that are, on YouTube. They get force fed everybody. I wouldn't check them. I'm going to play clips later. They go, you know, you've heard the fake news about resigning FDA scientists. You've heard the news about them voting against the booster shots. It's just not true. It's fake. And we're not going to debate those fake scientists that Joe Rogan interviews. That's word for word. I'll play it later next hour. And of course, they did resign the two head scientists, and they did vote 16-2 against the booster shots and said this is a failing drug and it's going to discredit vaccines for generations. I mean, that all happened, okay? But they sit there. Here's one of the groups. I don't know who these people are. I just see them force-fed the feeds. Sam Harris trashes Brett Weinstein with Alex Jones comparisons, the majority report. And you see this crap, and they just go, you know, it's not true. Nobody resigned. It's all lies of Alex Jones. And it's weird that they have them try to discredit you, say you're fake news, and then use your name to go, oh, well, Alex Jones says they resigned. It's not true. What? And they go, we're not going to even tell you the names or show you articles. We're not going to get to their level of disinfo. Well, guess what? I have AP, Reuters, CNN all admitting the resignations and why. So I'm going to show their video later and then show it. But think of the soullessness. And they say, we're smart. We're liberals. We're highly educated. We don't listen to the dumb right-wingers talking to their depressed, suicidal, low-income, uneducated audience. I mean, I'll show you the main studies that leftists are the most uneducated people out there when it comes to their vaccine support. The more highly educated you are, the less you take these shots, and that's in major studies. I'll show you, but let's just pull back from this. Let's just move on. They're just hoping this all goes away. They're hoping to God you don't look this up. Overhead shot, please. This is the Infowars.com headline. Bombshell, docs reveal Wuhan lab planned release of genetically enhanced coronaviruses that specifically are the four viruses with the added spike protein added. Now, that's our show. Look at this. This is from Zero Hedge from the documents. Wuhan scientists plan to release chimeric COVID spike proteins into bat populations using skin-penetrating nanoparticles, which would also penetrate humans, the Pentagon said. Here's the London Telegraph. Wuhan scientists plan to release coronavirus particles into bats in caves who would then spread to the general population because these viruses are in all the major animals. They're in lizards. They're in mammals. They're in reptiles and everything. Leaked papers revealed. I mean, I can hardly breathe right now. I'm actually having an anxiety attack. I don't want any of this to be true. It's all true. Wuhan scientists plan to release coronavirus particles into cave bats. Leaked papers revealed. Here's another one. Wuhan scientists plan to release enhanced coronaviruses into bat caves before COVID outbreak. Daily Mail. Here's another one. Wuhan leak. Lab scientists plan to release souped up coronaviruses into bat caves before COVID outbreak. The Pentagon said no with DARPA because it'll, quote, infect humans. I'm going to read you all of this next segment, but call everyone you know now. Go to freeworldnews.tv. That's the link they're not censoring right now. Freeworldnews.tv, take the live show feed out off the Alex Jones page, or go to Infowars.com and just take that link that's right there in the live show feed and share it and say, my God, it's breaking that Fauci's directed program wanted to release a coronavirus exactly like COVID-19, and the Pentagon and DARPA said, no, it'll kill people, and they ended up doing it. This is unbelievable. This proves everything Rand Paul said and more. And how many times did I tell you? The timing of the release, all of it was done on purpose. We even got documents on that today out of the UN that just broke. I'm going to get to that coming up. But this is being all exposed. They just hope it's too complex and the general public doesn't look at it, doesn't know about it. But if you tell everyone you know to tune in now, if you take the archive of this broadcast later, it'll be at band.video and freeworldnews.tv. It'll change the world. But let's put on screen the live show headline right now from Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And let's invite everybody to share that, because there it is. Biggest story of the 21st century. DARPA Pentagon have blown whistle on secret plan to release COVID-19. I mean, you know what their next move is. They'll release an even more deadly weapon right now. They may just kill everybody now, so get ready.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Globalist General Milley has revealed to the world that the United States is not a free republic, but is run by a permanent stay-behind network bureaucracy. The big takeaway here is that he didn't act alone. He felt that he was safe to talk on an overseas phone line system that he knew was being watched by not just our government, but the Five Eyes, the Russians, and the Chinese. He wanted the world to know that. He was proud of what he was doing because he was backed by the deep state. This permanent bureaucracy sees America as its enemy. It sees the American people as its enemy. It sees prosperity as its enemy. And it conspired with the communist Chinese to threaten them, basically, and say, Trump may nuke you, but if he tries, we'll call and say we're attacking you so you can respond first. That's beyond treason. But it shows the type of anti-American sycophants living in their own fetid bubble that try to get away with this. Milley and all of his accomplices need to go to prison now for life. We've all heard about the pastor and his famous statement from inside a concentration camp in World War II that when they came for one group, he wasn't part of that group, so he didn't stand up. And then when they came for another group, he wasn't part of that group, so he didn't stand up. And finally, when they came for him, there was nobody else to stand up. Well, the global social credit score that China's putting in, that's banning people to 3 hours of video games a week, and if you criticize the government, you can never buy or sell again. Well, that's being brought here and all over the world under the guise of COVID vaccine passports. They even admit it. Now they're saying it's going to be a carbon tax attached to it. They're going to track where you go and what you do and decide where you can go and what you can do. That's what the lockdowns are about. You'll accept that. You'll accept anything. So, again, the left is having fun right now with all the censorship and tyranny, pretending like they're part of the power structure. But they're all going to be targeted by this nightmare as well. We need to get back to basic human rights and promote them, or all of us will be enslaved by this horrible technocracy run by the globalists.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right. I'm asking every listener who's watching this live on September 22nd, on this Wednesday broadcast at 11:20 Central Time, to call your friends, your family, your neighbor, to hit your whole text message list, to take the live feed, let's put it back on screen, please, and to share that link that they dread and they hate, that the tyrants want to destroy. Biggest story of the 21st century. Biggest story of the 21st century. I've never put 5 exclamation points up for a live show feed title. Never put 2 up, I don't think. DARPA, Pentagon, have blown whistle on secret plan to release COVID-19. Fauci's right-hand man, Dr. Peter Daszak, sought DARPA's approval to release a deadly COVID virus into the wild. The Fauci-controlled project sought to target humans with, quote, skin-piercing nanoparticles to deliver chimeric weapons. Tune in now and spread this link if you want to bring the criminals to justice or if you don't want to die. And again, I have been told by a lot of people that would have access to classified information. And back when Peter Daszak approached the DARPA and the Pentagon about releasing this bioweapon onto the Chinese, and they said, no, I'm going to read you all the mainstream news articles here in a moment that they're desperate you don't learn about. This is hiding in plain view, but it's like barely a big story. It's just, oh, big deal. I have talked to medical doctors. I've talked to scientists. I've talked to people currently in Army Special Operations and currently who are good people. Most of them aren't in the CIA. And they said, no, it's real. I've been told this 4 months ago, and I've been told it since, that nanoparticles that are nano spike proteins artificially produced that do replicate, but they only shed to 3 or 4 people and then they lose their effectiveness. They've been designed to degrade, kind of like a neutron bomb. You detonate it, it only kills people with the radiation. It only kills life, but then the infrastructure is still there. Well, it's like a bioweapon that has a half-life that's nanotech. And I kept getting told this, and then I was told this by a doctor that runs a hospital who also happens to be my treating physician. And he met with a bunch of intelligence heads in Michigan a month ago. I talked to him while he was there. He called me and told me the same thing again. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting told this by everybody. So I told you that the big brains, I've said this 50 times probably, are saying it's a nano spike protein. The Pentagon and DARPA, that's the group, just released the documents that Fauci and Daszak developed a synthetic spike protein delivery system for another virus contained within it that is a combination of 5 viruses, exactly the same viruses that make COVID-19. And they describe it as a COVID coronavirus delivery system, chimeric virus that has the special spike protein to infect humans. And the reason I'm going back to that is you've heard me say over and over again, but that none of that even matters now. It's confirmed. It's just hiding in the London Telegraph, and it's in a few new U.S. newspapers that, oh, yeah, that Fauci's group wanted to release it, and they wanted it made to infect humans, and they wanted it released. And the Pentagon and DARPA said, are you crazy? You'll kill people, and then we'll have a war. I'm going to read you the articles right now. But I want everybody to tune in. You're the audience that's already awake. You're the folks that tune in because you care. You're the people that can see the danger and feel the danger and understand. I mean, 60 Minutes last night had an hour-long program, 45 minutes of airtime, saying war with China is imminent. I mean, you ought to see this. I watched this morning. War with China. Are we closer than we think? And then it goes on to say we're basically about to have war with China. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, remember, it's globalists that want to depopulate who are trying to start a war between China and the United States, just like every other James Bond movie you see, which is based on real things that happened during the Cold War by top MI6 former OSS agent Ian Fleming. And what is Spectre always trying to do? Trying to cause a big war and to have chaos and depopulate people. They tell you in these movies what's really going on. So it's getting crazy. And I'm not defending Xi Jinping or the Chi Coms, but they're saying we're having three children. We're going to arrest the homosexuals. We're not running the American agenda to destroy the family. The U.S. is run by poison. These are quotes. We're against your New World Order. So they've broken with them, and we're breaking with them. And we had one-sided trade deals, so Trump was trying to stop that. And I'm not saying arrest the homosexuals. It's the left that loves Xi Jinping because, you know, he was supposed to defeat Trump and defeat America. What are they going to do now that their sugar daddy is not going along with them? So it's like World War II where different sides are joining other sides. I mean, we're really seeing historic, dangerous stuff right now. I'm going to cover it next segment. I'm going to read the articles to you. I'm going to read the documents to you. In fact, bring in the 900 pages that's out there on the counter. But I forgot. I showed it a few weeks ago. This is just more documents that got released. And yes, I scanned over 900 pages. And it turns out Fauci wasn't running 10 programs or 60 programs. He was running hundreds of gain-of-function projects at labs all over China because it was illegal here in the U.S. And I've got those articles I'm going to show you. And then imagine being the football players, the basketball players, and imagine being those guys getting hundreds of thousands of dollars to push the poison shots on people and football players. And then to be people like the Young Turks and the Majority Report and folks like that who are out there pushing this agenda. And we know that thousands of content creators on YouTube, leftists, have been paid by Big Pharma and the federal government to tell you there's no side effects and it's safe and great. Imagine taking money to lie to people and to tell you that nobody resigned at the FDA. Alex Jones made that up. That's what they say on this show I'm going to play you next hour. They say, oh, that's just made up by Alex Jones. Of course, it's not. They hope you don't go look. They're just reading a script they're given, that they're paid. To put out by their supporters, by their sponsors. See, nobody pays me what to say. If somebody agrees with me, they buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. If somebody wants high-quality products, if somebody wants to be a sponsor and they got a great product, then they can be a sponsor. We don't have many sponsors. Most people are scared to do it. But anything we sell is high quality, whether it's the storable food or whether it's the satellite phones or whether it's our iodine or whether it's our D3 or whether it's our vitamin B12. All of that is what I use and my children use and my wife uses and my crew uses. It's the very best we can find and get you. Even when supply chains are down, we might not have a product for 6, 7, 8 months or longer because we can't even get the highest quality ingredients anymore. And then we have to just stop having the product. That's quite pig-headed, actually. So I may actually announce, oh, sorry, we don't have this formula anymore because you can't even get that wild-crafted organic type. You can only get this, and I'll say, this is still the best you can get now, but we had to downgrade it because the supply chain's falling apart. But I haven't had to do that yet. But I believe in that mojo, karma, reap what you sow. What you get from me is how I want to be treated. I believe what I do to you comes back on me, and I know it does. So I'm not screwing anybody over ever because of my soul, because of who I am. And believe me, it isn't because I'm the greatest guy around. Doesn't mean I don't think about doing bad things. Doesn't mean I don't think about people I want to you-know-what, but I don't do it because I know God's watching, and I'm God-fearing. InfoWarsStore.com, the sale's about to end this weekend for the D3, the Winter Sun, and the Ultra 12. 50% off both of them. Sale's about to end, and it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
When Bob Woodward's new book came out,
alleging that General Milley had called the head of the Chinese military and said, Trump might nuke you. You try to overthrow the U.S. government, but basically I'm protecting you and I'll warn you if we launch an attack, which was the greatest treason in U.S. history that has ever been committed. People said, oh, Alex, it must not be true. And I'm like, wait, Bob Woodward's former naval intelligence. He's a big insider globalist. He wouldn't have put this out unless they wanted to put it out, say that Milley was a hero to set the precedent that you can have a permanent bureaucracy, stay behind network, deep state, basically that has its own bureaucratic coup over America. That's why they put Biden in. He's so incredibly weak, is to undermine the idea of the presidency. Well, people said I was making it up or that Bob Woodward was lying. Well, now Milley admits he did it. You see, I didn't need to trust Bob Woodward. I remember Pelosi on January 8th bragging that she'd gotten a call from Milley that he'd taken control of the nukes. So this treason was hiding in plain view back then, and we covered it. See, I have a memory, folks. I remember all this stuff. That's why I know what's true and what's false. I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because of the UN globalist-directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products and 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Gabby Petito. Gabby Petito, a lovely young white woman, the missing husband, the mystery. They're spending about half the news time on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, not with the imploding border and tens of thousands more Haitians showing up, not with Biden not knowing what planet he's on, not with the collapse of Afghanistan or the really big story. That's just a few news articles. Oh, Peter Daszak and Fauci told the Pentagon and DARPA they were developing nanoviruses that were synthetic to purposely release COVID-19 in the wild. Oh, that's not a big story that they lied about gain of function and clearly released it to destabilize the world and then it's Operation Lockstep in the UN. No. Them releasing it to lock us down and have worldwide martial law and forced inoculations. Their whole globalist agenda here, their whole UN world government takeover, their corporate fascism, using communism and race war for control, that's not important. It's Gabby Petito. And they're like, well, don't you care about Gabby Petito? I don't know. What about the tens of thousands of children they admit that have been kidnapped for child sex rings that are admitted in Germany alone? That's mainstream news. With the government running. Or here in the U.S. Oh, well, that's not Gabby Petito. And, yeah, it's always a pretty young white woman, missing here, missing there. And there's that's always happening. Millions of people come up missing and get killed a year. But you only hear about it when they want a big, fat distraction. And it's a whodunit. It's like the O.J. thing. Oh, for like 2 years, that's all we heard about was O.J. Simpson, who really cut his wife up. And again, all the serious stuff got ignored while that went on. And I'm not saying that it didn't matter what happened with O.J. Simpson's wife and Ron Goldman, but why do we know Ron Goldman's name and not Peter Daszak's name? And I'm going to read you all that now. So understand, if you want to stop them, if you want to see justice, because they're going to keep releasing new strains, they're going to keep locking things down, they're going to continue to fire you from your job till you take the deadly shots that actually make you produce the toxic nano spike protein in your body and then give it to others. So they're spraying it on people. That's now confirmed. And they're having us produce it when they inject it in us. That's all confirmed. And then they censor even members of the Senate when they point out that natural immunity is better or that Fauci's lying because big tech was invested at the Wuhan lab. Everybody wanted to get on this. Facebook and Google and Apple was involved in other labs because this is the big religion is depopulating us, according to Prince Charles and Prince Philip and Ted Turner and George Soros and Bill Gates and all and Oprah Winfrey and all of them. I was on Tim Pool's show and I said, type in billionaires meet in secret to stop overpopulation. And he saw the Wall Street Journal, London Guardian, them saying we want to get rid of 90% of the public. And they're the ones running this program. They did it. They launched it. Fauci said when he first got in, Trump will face a deadly virus pandemic. The first big global new pandemic is imminent. We now know he'd already signed orders with the UN for the takeover, and I have those documents today. I have those documents today before Trump even got in, January 9th, 2017, weeks before Fauci made that speech. I have the smoking guns because these bureaucrats all do it through their own bureaucracy, so they're covered and say it was authorized. Well, again, the Supreme Court ruled black people weren't human or two-thirds human. We decided that wasn't true, didn't we? And I'm not calling for violence, and I don't want violence, but you're going to get a John Brown moment with these globalists that did all this. And I don't want that because they'll turn them into victims. But they are killing us. They are assaulting us. And so you mess with the bull, you get the horns. Those that live by the sword die by the sword. How about we are Fauci's legally arrested, indicted, and then how about we pass a law that he can be executed with his own spike protein, and we'll put him in a big plexiglass cage in Times Square, and then the federal government will administer a couple million of his own super viruses that were 1,000 times stronger that he created for us, and then he can die a miserable death of suffocating from the stuff he created. How about that? How about after he's arrested, indicted, convicted, he's executed not by the electric chair, not by the firing squad, not by lethal injection, but by the super coronavirus weapons he created. How about that? And how about after Bill Gates is convicted, how about he gets put in there too? And by the way, I know I make enemies of these men. I don't care. I'm not going to sit here and watch them kill everybody slowly with each new variant they release that are going to get stronger and stronger as they train us to stay in our houses and die. I've got another idea. But I'm not going to quote Emperor Palpatine to you. I'll just say no, no, no. So let's get into it right now. Wuhan scientists planned to release chimeric COVID spike proteins into bat populations using skin-penetrating nanoparticles. London Telegraph, Zero Hedge, Infowars.com, all confirmed from DARPA that runs the Pentagon. And that's what I said a month ago to the Pentagon and DARPA and everybody. I said, if you don't release this, then you're part of it. And you really believe in this breakaway group that is going to try to carry out this depopulation plan. I said, I want to see the documents that you got on them. I know it was being done under a Pentagon plan. And I know that under those parameters, they believe they were authorized to do it. If the Pentagon wasn't behind this, because that's where all the news was moving, you better come out now. And they did. So I'm going to ask everybody at the FBI and the CIA and the Pentagon, you want your kids dead when Fauci releases something worse, or are you going to stop him? Because he's behind it, and so is Bill Gates. We're just going to sit here and let them kill us? Is that really what we're going to do? Are you really on board for this depopulation operation? Well, see, a lot of you lost family, didn't you? Figured out you're not in on the club. You didn't get the briefing. You didn't get the real vaccine, did you? Well, that's another thing. They got real vaccines for this. And I demand they be released. And I demand the public have access to it. Oh, I believe in science. I'm not against vaccines like the lying media says. I'm against one that makes you create the spike protein. And I guarantee all these leftists that got their $50,000 or whatever these talk show hosts to lie and say that all the science says the shots are good and they're 100% effective. There's no deaths happening, all those lies. I guarantee you they got family members dropping dead too. Because this is compartmentalized. They're only giving a very small group of people the cure. And believe me, if they're releasing it, they got it. So let's get started here. I mean, folks, I'm having trouble breathing. I'm having an anxiety attack. This never happens to me, but like once a year when some story's so big. Or I get a call and some family member's doing a car wreck and been hurt. You know, you start having that anxiety attack. I mean, this is total war. I mean, we've got it. He's got to be arrested. They've all got to be arrested. The whole house of cards has to come down. This can't just continue on. Or we all have a responsibility to stop him. And we have the total proof now. I'm going to calm down. I'm going to come back to this long segment. It's the longest segment of the hour. And I'm going to read all three of these articles. I'm going to start. I'm just going to read them on air and let you listen to it for yourself. And then we'll have the background story to all of it and all the other stuff that goes with it, because I've got that here for you in these stacks. And it's even worse. It's just crazy. Because, again, their Achilles heel is they always seek to do it under the cover of law or regulation. So if it comes out, they're protected. But the Pentagon and DARPA did not take the bait and said, no, that's illegal research. Don't do it. It endangers the human population. That's the quote. Oh, really? You think creating a nanotech to get through the skin so it doesn't even have to get to the lungs? Little microscopic glass carrying the virus. You think, the same way Gates has the patents on that, you think spraying that into bats that then fly around with humans all over the place, you think that might spread it? You think putting it in the air might spread it? When the Chinese go in those caves and harvest the bats for their soup? And that's just the cover. They went and did that as a cover. Oh, Pentagon! We want to release a bioweapon. And, of course, Gates has partnered with DARPA for new DNA nanotech COVID-19 vaccine. What do you think this is? So when we come back, I'll hit it. Wuhan scientists plan to release chimeric COVID spike proteins into bat population using skin-penetrating nanoparticles. DARPA-funded implantable biochip can potentially be used to deploy Moderna mRNA vaccine. See what's going on? Telegraph, Wuhan scientists planned to release coronavirus, COVID-19, particles into cave bats. Leaked papers reveal. You look the virus up, it's the exact same as COVID-19. They just hadn't named the damn thing yet. They hit you all with a bioweapon. Finally, vitamin D3 and vitamin K, that are both essential, are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a hormone, and it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taken under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together, or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization great reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth.
So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com. We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, start your engines. We are now into the final segment of the first hour, and I'm going to prove all of it right now, starting in this segment and into the next hour, with their own admissions, their own documents, that they premeditatedly created this weapon, they released this weapon, and now they are releasing new variants upon the public through those that are injected and through systems they're spraying on key populations they want to bring to their knees, like the Midwest, and of course, Texas and Florida. And I was told that by a lot of people, medical doctors, U.S. former U.S. intelligence heads, and others, and now here it is. Plus, I could look at the evidence and see I was only hitting certain places and then petering out, just like the first COVID outbreaks of 19, 20 months ago. So first overhead shot, this is from The Scientist, 2015. Lab-made coronaviruses trigger debate. Scientists say that they're splicing them together in chimeras. So Obama had them moved with Peter Daszak and, of course, Fauci to China. That's why it's so crazy when Fauci gets up on TV and says no one ever did coronavirus research, no one did gain of function. He ran events called in favor of gain of function. He wrote emails saying, build me these five viruses together and release it. He said, make sure they can infect humans. I mean, that's in the damn emails. We've shown them. So continuing, here are the new articles. Wuhan scientists plan to release chimeric COVID spike proteins into bat populations using skin-penetrating nanoparticles. That's Zero Hedge. I'm going to get back to that in a moment. That's in all the mainline articles. Here's the London Telegraph. I'm going to read it. Then I'll give you the backstory. Wuhan scientists plan to release coronavirus particles into cave bats, leaked papers reveal. Wuhan and U.S. scientists were planning to release enhanced airborne coronavirus particles. So it's not just an enhanced virus, it's enhanced with particles to go through your skin. Unbelievable. Wuhan and U.S. scientists were Chinese communists and U.S. scientists were planning to release enhanced airborne coronavirus particles into Chinese bat populations to inoculate them, like they're doing us, against diseases that could jump to humans. Then you read the grants, it says they want it jumping into humans. That's why the Pentagon said no. So they write to say, to protect people, we want to stop school shootings, we want to go shoot up a school. They're like, no. New documents show that just 18 months before the first COVID case appeared, researchers had submitted plans to release skin-penetrating nanoparticles. Wonder what General Flynn knows. He says that's what's happening. And aerosols containing, quote, novel chimeric spike proteins of bat coronaviruses into cave bats in Yunnan, China. The reason I go back to Flynn is Flynn and others have quietly told medical doctors and others, but said, no, we need to investigate the public needs to talk about it. He said, you need to get this out through those medical doctors that this is an aerosolized nanotech delivery system and that it's a synthetic virus. I have other scientists on. They agree with that and say it on their own. And then we find all these patents by Gates and others. And then now the Pentagon says they came to them through a Gates-funded Fauci-controlled program and said, actually do this. I mean, do you understand the magnitude of this? That's why I called Flynn this morning. He hasn't called me back. And I said, you got to go public. Because I know they already, you know, went after him once, tried to put him in prison falsely. But with whistleblowers that know about this, it's his right and duty to go public and tell everybody. But it doesn't matter. It's all out there now. We have the documents. They are, says they also plan to create chimeric viruses genetically enhanced to infect humans more easily. Oh, let me read that again. They also plan to create chimeric viruses genetically enhanced, gain of function, to infect humans more easily, gain of function, and requested $14 million from the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, for the work. That's the brain of the Pentagon. Papers confirmed as genuine by former member of the Trump administration, I wonder who that is, show they were hoping to introduce human-specific cleavage sites, that's gain of function for humans, to bat coronavirus, which would make it easier for the virus to enter human cells so they could put it in bats and say it came naturally from there and hide their little tracks. So they were advertising a bioweapon and how to attack China, and the Pentagon said no thanks. When COVID-19 was first genetically sequenced, scientists were puzzled about how the virus had evolved such a human-specific adaptation at the cleavage site of the spike protein, which is the reason it is so infectious. But the Indians and others looked at it and said it has a P shuttle gene at several spots where it's clearly artificial. It's like Frankenstein. It's got literal cut points on it. The documents were released by Drastic, the web-based investigations team who deserved the Nobel Prize for Literature and for Journalism and 15 Pulitzer Prizes, but they won't. The documents were released by Drastic, the web-based investigation team set up by scientists from across the world to look the origins of COVID-19. And it was DARPA that released it and didn't think it should be classified. So that's why I say DARPA released it. In a statement, Drastic said, given that we find in this proposal a discussion of the planned introduction of human-specific cleavage sites, a review of the wider scientific community, the plausibility of artificial insertion is warranted. So they're just slowly plodding along like a turtle saying, oh, it looks like it was made. Oh, really? They just call for making it. Fauci in the document says combine these four viruses, then add the spike protein from HIV, which he helped build back in the 70s. The proposal also included plans to mix high-risk natural coronavirus strains with more infectious but less dangerous varieties so it spread easier. The bid was submitted by British zoologist Peter Daszak. Works for Fauci and Gates, directly funded, of EcoScience, EcoHealth Alliance, the U.S.-based organization which has worked closely with the Wuhan Institute of Virology researching the coronavirus. Team members included Dr. Shi Jin Lee, if I'm saying it right, the Bat Lady, a WIV researcher dubbed the Batwoman. Pictured below, as well as U.S. researchers from the University of North Carolina and the United States Geological Survey National Wildlife Health Center to get around Fort Detrick not wanting to do it, which is why that article I showed you earlier out of North Carolina is important. Here's Obama, the smoking gun that it was Obama authorizing all this now 7 years ago. And, of course, he was creating things 10,000 times worse. The article goes on. I'm going to come back, though, and I'm going to get into Wuhan scientists plan to release enhanced coronavirus into bat caves for COVID outbreak. We've got the London Telegraph. We've got more from the Daily Mail. We've got more from other publications. We're going to get to all of this for you. They called it a souped-up virus that can infect humans. Open-air release. They call that bio-war. They call that death penalty. Nobody should go kill Bill Gates or Daszak or any of these people. That would turn them into victims. In fact, they'll probably stage a false flag on one of their facilities and say, we caused it. That's their next move. Or they'll release even bigger bioweapon to make us forget about all this. But these are psychotics that are engaged in war. They think they've corrupted so many politicians and got Trump to sign on to this that he'll never double back and admit it happened. They believe everybody's too self-serving and committed to the lie to ever stop them. But they're going to release more stuff and always tighten the screws down for global martial law and forced inoculation. And they're going to release stuff so deadly in the future, it'll kill billions of people. That's their admitted plan. This is all just a drill, as Gates said. I told you that before he said it. And so our only hope, everybody, is to get this out, expose this, and we need to take back our governors, take back our grand juries, take back Congress, and they've got to be prosecuted. For me, it's not vindictive. Fauci's already a soulless creature bound for, you know, the center of a black hole. He's already going with his own energy to his own place. They have to be removed because they're assaulting us and attacking us, and God doesn't like cowards. We have a responsibility. So pray for a global awakening, and pray that you have the energy and the time to go crazy. And I would go print off thousands of copies of these articles and hand them out around town. I would send people the archive of this breakdown I've done. I would do your own announcement. I don't care if you're 79 years old or 20 years old. You should get on YouTube, start your own channel, and talk about it. I don't care if there's 5 viewers or 1,000. You better talk about it on your Facebook. You better get upset and do something or it's all over. Because believe me, they wouldn't have committed to this unless they were going all the way, which they've told us. Oh, it's wonderful. It's cutting the carbon, and there's too many people. They did this with big corporate support, UN support, globalist support. It's the globalists attacking America and attacking China. I'd always said, well, it looks like China might have done this because of the timing, but China would get nuked for that. No, it's the globalist. That's why they acted like they were for China and did set it up to make their companies that control China make more money. But Xi Jinping knows that now and is kicking them all out and has announced he doesn't like Trump being censored. And that big tech's out of control. So the globalists are losing control, and they're so used to winning that unless they're exposed, they're going to launch new, bigger bio attacks pretty soon. So we're all in grave danger. It's us or them. We'll be right back. Hour number two. Stay with us.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because of the UN globalist-directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as the time we're taping this. And that means all of these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you. In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders. Because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God.
But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The press conference and how to buy a sailboat.
I guess my feeling at this point in time is maybe we need to be completely a little bit more scary for the public.
Especially with the Delta variant, which is the hardiest and most contagious variant we've seen to date, we need all the protection that we can get. That's why the vaccines are so effective.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
We've got to get them vaccinated, and hopefully they will do it willingly.
I think we really need to make it clear that there are privileges associated with being an American.
We have to be more blunt. We have to be more forceful.
If you do not want to get vaccinated, you can work from home. You can homeschool your children. You can shop online. So where is this coming from, people saying, I'm now being forced to be vaccinated?
If you want to travel, you better go get that vaccine.
You should be wearing masks even when you are vaccinated if you are indoors.
If you wish to have these privileges, you need to get vaccinated.
We have to say something coming out. You know, you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die. I mean, let's just be really blunt to these people.
Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. Get
consciousness that resembles sleep, the signals being sent through.
There is a war on for your mind. Our signal has reached more than 2 billion people. But the enemy is now aware of the fact that we've broken through and are moving to block us on every front. The only way you're going to be able to see our videos and articles is to visit InfoWars.com itself and hand share the videos and articles to everyone you know. The signal is getting through and is exposing and defeating the globalist when we're able to get it through. But they're admittedly expanding their operations to suppress us, so only you can boost the signal. Only you can defeat the globalist. We're in this together. I salute you for your work, and I ask all of you to redouble your efforts.
If you are receiving this transmission...
They said 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And trust the science. They shut down the entire world. All for what amounts to the common cold. And those who questioned them were turned into criminals. It's time to wake up. Pre-order your DVD today and help stop lockdown 2 at COVIDland.com.
For the first time in 9 years, InfoWars has produced a new major film.
COVID Land, part one of a five-part series that details the globalist Great Reset and their medical tyranny takeover of the world. If millions of Americans and others see this, it will stop them. So get your copy today at InfoWarsStore.com or COVIDland.com and make copies of it. That's right. Like all our other films, you are encouraged. You are authorized. We are asking you to get it and make copies and share it with others. And now with all the censorship, that's more important than ever because this will obviously be censored off the internet. Secure your DVD at InfoWarsStore.com for $19.95 and get a free copy of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement that tells how the globalists set all this up. These two films are incredibly important. They're both available at InfoWarsStore.com. There's also bulk deals on the film, so get it. And
we're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder, another world, another time. This land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are here on air, born for this time, all of us at the crossroads. Okay, if you just tuned in, some stations only carry the second and third hour. This is the biggest news we've ever reported. And I predict it as the quickening happens, as the singularity approaches, whatever you want to call it, things are definitely speeding up, getting more complex, and more is happening in a day than used to happen in a month, that I'm sure I'll be here next week saying this is the biggest show ever. Because it's just getting that insane. But on air 28 years, I was probably on air 10 years before I said this is my biggest show ever. Then I probably would say it once every couple of years, but now I've been saying it almost every week because it just gets more out of control. If we can, the best way to do this, just put the show headline back up from InfoWars.com. I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to show you all the even mainstream news and the Pentagon and DARPA releasing when they got a FOIA request. They could have classified it. The fact that Fauci and Gates' funded group, Peter Daszak, came to them and said, we want to move forward with gain-of-function chimera viruses to purposely infect humans. We want to release that on the general population. So if you look at the show headline today for InfoWars.com, it says, biggest story of the 21st century. DARPA Pentagon had blown whistle on secret plan to release COVID-19. Here it is. Here's the document obtained by the Drastic Research Institute. Project Defuse, always called the opposite of what they did. DARPA, pre-MPT, HR00111-8S0017. And here is the document. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I suggest you read it. It's only 25 pages long because it says in here no fewer than 10 times we want gain of function. We want to release nanotech to deliver it through the skin. We want to purposely infect the open atmosphere with this so that it can infect humans. It says specifically they want to be able to infect humans. And the Pentagon, of course, refused this. This is from 2018. And it shows how they're going to release and merge all these viruses together, including one exactly the same as COVID-19, and purposely infect animals in the general population. And you have Peter Daszak from that 2019 video saying, oh, we're merging five viruses, but they told Congress they weren't. Quote, for a vaccine, and now the vaccine makes you sick. So it's a cover story that it's going to help you, but it does the opposite. And that's their cover. Here's page 141 of the document they're sourcing, and it says, point 11, the proposal set a clear pathway for chimeric virus construction. Clear pathway, and it goes into delivering it. The synthesis of chimeric novel SARS-CoV-QS, and then it's got all the different viruses named different numbers. And then it goes on to talk about merging SARS and MERS and all these other animals and diseases together. And then it says point 12, EHA, HSA 180, unpublished SARS-CoV strains. Oh, more strains that they're telling us pop up. This will be supplemented by characterization of isolated viruses under defuse ATWIV, approximately 15 to 20 bat SARS-CoV spike protein, again, a classified secret, WIV and 180 bat SARS-CoV strains sequenced to our prior work and not examined for spillover potential. And it goes on. All with the gain of function, everything right here in the Pentagon saying no to it and developing it so that it would be able to go into humans. Here it is. Point 16 might be a little bit important for everybody. The proposal includes the introduction of human-specific cleavage into the sites, human protein-specific site insertion, so they can you can get sick, was proposed. Proposal does not specify exactly which, but does discuss furin in the preceding tweet. And they go into how they're going to merge it so they can get you sick with the COVID-19 and how they're going to put it in bats and how it will then spread into all the other animals and humans for your safety, of course. They say because this might merge, they made a chimeric virus that would never exist in nature. So they said they were going to give weaker ones out so that we would get cured to it, just like the vaccine cures us as it kills us. So it's all cover story for how you produce a bioweapon and release it. And then they had their SPARS event, and they had their Event 201, and they had their Crimson Contagion drills, and did 201 during the actual release. So if they got caught, they're like, oh, I'm not talking on the phone or the email about how our weapon attacks happened. That's just a drill that has the exact same tweets, the exact same operations, the exact same response. And it's all there. Then you figure out, wow, they hit us. No wonder when General Flynn saw our SPARS 2023-2025 report, that's really 2020-2022. It's supposed to be in the future, but it's set actually in our years. He said, no, that's real. That's a bioweapon attack plan these guys cooked up. Well, it's because he was the head of the Army Intelligence, Defense Intelligence Agency at the time. And, of course, they knew this stuff was going on. And here it is. And it's exactly what Flynn said. It is a nano particulate, and now they've just gone with a pure nanoparticulate that actually can replicate the synthetic that is just the spike protein. So you don't ever find a virus, you just find the spike protein. That's what they test for. And it doesn't matter how many times you get antibodies or what you do, it'll just keep coming back because they got thousands of them. They're going to keep spraying them on you. And they got lots of eco-terrorists in their ranks. Daszak and all of them go to the big depopulation events and say we should depopulate the world, and Mark Zuckerberg gave hundreds of millions to the project, and so did Google, Sundar Pichai. Oh, they're not just building the Chinese AI. They're over there in that no man's land so they could attack everybody in the world, bring in global government, and then China won't want to say it's them and ever tattle because they were involved. The U.S. government won't want to tattle because they were involved, except they got out of it. Our scientists 2015 said stop it, so Obama moved it there. Then they tried to come to the Pentagon with a proposal to set them up. Man, they want to get everybody compromised, so you'll do what the project manager, Fauci, his main underling was Peter Daszak. And that's why Fauci's in charge, because they're the one blackmailing the CIA and the Pentagon and the Defense Intelligence Agency and everybody else. Oh, you're such a smart British intelligence officer, Daszak. Oh, we're so scared of you. You really tricked us. And then when he knew stuff was coming out, he gave interviews admitting a lot of it. So when it comes out, he goes, oh, I wasn't hiding this. Oh, no, I'm the Eco Alliance. I just want to save the Earth by helping with population, but I just will be obsessed with bioweapons. No big deal. See, if you're going to release a bioweapon, you need to do it against who's rebelling. The Western world has the history of saying no to the New World Order, no to communism, no to corporate fascism. So you hit Canada, the UK, the United States, Western Europe, Australia, New Zealand. But Australia and New Zealand said, hey, we don't need to be hit. Leave us as a zone that doesn't have this. We'll just totally crack down and be a laboratory for control. And that's what they did. And now we know exactly what they did. And you've got pieces of this in the last 19, 20 months here. It's 21 months, 22 months now. Sorry. Time just flies. I've been exposed to this since late January. That's 21 months. And so here we are, and it's all happened. Our original instincts were right, knowing the background, knowing the other stuff they were, the experts we had on, knowing this was previously happening. And so you better ask yourself now, what are they going to do as this comes out? They're going to release a more deadly bioweapon, probably, or false flags against themselves, or both. So prepare to die. Everyone, prepare to die. They're going to murder all of us. We're just going to sit here and take it. I know we are. Or we see the military starting to move. That's good. It's up to us whether we want to stop them or not, or we're all dead. This is their move. They got strains 100 times worse. You heard them.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
General Lee.
It's General Milley. I just want you to know that Trump tried to overthrow the U.S. government 2 days ago on January 6th. And I just want you to know I've taken control of the nuclear weapons. And if Trump tries to launch an attack on you, we'll let you know first the attack's coming.
That is from the transcript. Then he called up Pelosi, Schumer, and others to say, I'm loyal to you. I'm going to protect Trump from using nuclear weapons. When Trump was going for detente with China and North Korea at the time, and Trump's responded saying it's a total lie. Pelosi's come out and admitted it happened. Hell, she bragged back on January 8th that it took place then and is saying that she honors Milley and that he's this courageous person. So are all these other Democrats. So this is the permanent deep state coup that's been in control for a long time, now coming out of the shadows publicly. Remember, these people literally hate you and your family. Now they're injecting you with poison, soft kill injections. Wake up, America, or be destroyed.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My eyes are blind, but I can see, my friends. The sun no longer sets me free. I feel the snowflakes. All right, I want to explain this again. I could talk about the woman found dead in the national park all day. Sad for her. Or I can talk about the globalists preparing a global lockdown for future more deadly bioreleases for depopulation. Now, this is all a drill to train us to be servile slaves while we're quietly killed and world governments brought in. So, no, I'm not going to talk about Gabby Patino. And I'm not going to talk about the NFL and who won this weekend. And I'm not going to talk about a lot of these other distractions. I mean, quite frankly, the border collapsing is bad. And, of course, they're raping a bunch of kids, but the media doesn't care about that. They care about Border Patrol doing their job, trying to arrest people. And the left's attacking their own agency right now because they are enemies of this country. I've got all that right here. And I've got all these amazing clips and all these interesting things. But at the end of the day, what really matters here is that we're going under Agenda 21. And as Biden said yesterday at the UN, this is the transformational decade to bring us in to globalism, to the New World Order. And at the end of this decade, there are going to be a lot less people, and you're going to be under a medical tyranny. You see how fast it's moving now? Now, what they're doing is very unpopular, very criminal, but they've got all the big banks and all the big money, and they've got most of the bureaucrats behind them in most of the countries. But what they're doing, again, is unpopular and murderous. And if people simply find out the vaccine doesn't protect you, it's not a vaccine, the more you take it, now they say even if you have the shot, you got to be locked down. People are waking up that it's a trap. 15 days to slow the spread, to cut the curve. Now you know it's 15 trillion years. It doesn't end. It's an end of our free society by the big corporations and police. From Spain to Australia, from New York City to London, beating up women with their children with them and even beating up little children and even splitting people's heads because they dared try to come outside and not wear a mask. Absolute tyranny that's happened over and over again, happening again. And then the very scientist that ran the lab that released the virus and cooked it up and is on record wanting to release it and get the Pentagon's approval, who said no, so they did anyways, is in charge of our global health and tells the UN what to do and tells us what to do because he's funded by Bill Gates and this psychotic group of people that control the Ford, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and IBM foundations. You know them as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I got news on Bill Gates. Next segment, I have a very special doctor who's really good at connecting the dots. He's a trauma doctor, an emergency room doctor for many years, in studio with us coming up next hour. But let me just show you from the DARPA document from Dr. Peter Daszak and Anthony Fauci's organization. Let me show you what it says right here, proposal, volume one. And this is an actual document. This isn't just the London Telegraph with Wuhan scientists plan to release coronavirus particles into bat caves covered in nanotech spike systems to burrow through your skin and get into your body. Or Wuhan scientists plan to release enhanced coronaviruses in bat caves, you know, the Daily Mail, or any of that, or Infowars.com. I'm going to show you the document here. This is what the Pentagon released. This was supposed to be restricted. This is bioweapon research and bioweapon defense research, what they hide it under. You get into here, and this is what's all in the newspapers. You can read it for yourself. Gain of function, merging so it hits humans, adding the HIV delivery system to it, what the Indian government said in January of last year, 21 months ago. Everything the Indian said, they were the first. They scanned it with their CRISPR system and said it's man-made 100%. Then they threatened to pull all their country's funding, the IMF and World Bank did, so they withdrew the study. But it turns out it's all true, ladies and gentlemen. Look at 11. The proposal set a clear pathway for chimeric virus construction, and then it lists the SARS-CoV viruses being merged together with the spike protein. Part 11. This will be supplemented by characterization of isolated viruses. And it goes through the agreements with the SARS-CoV family with the HIV delivery system. Part 16. Proposal includes the introduction of human-specific cleavage sites for delivery into humans. That's the spike protein. Now let's get further. Oh, let's look at page 1625, or page 16/25, but then it links to these articles from other pages. 18, the proposed plan to research alternative receptors. And when you look up the new receptor they're going to add to the new virus they've made, that's four viruses, it's DC-SINE. To elevate this, this is spike protein, that's gain of function, elevate. To gain of function, this, to elevate this, we will sequentially introduce CLAD2 disrupting residues of SARS-CoV and SHCO14 and evaluate virus growth in vitro cells, non-permissive cells, ectotypically expressing DC-SINE and in human anticipated reduced virus growth efficiency. And it goes on to say they're adding DC-SINE. Now, what's that mean? I looked up what DC-SINE is from our good little buddies over at Wikipedia. And it's on the NIH website. In fact, I guess this is from the NIH website. This is from Wikipedia, this one. See it right here? Let's look what DC-SINE is. They're adding this, which they already tell you. Oh, role in HIV of DC-SINE. This molecule, it's what the spike's made up of, is involved in initial stages of human immunodeficiency virus infection as HIV GP120 molecule causes co-internationalization or internalization of the DC-SINE molecule and HIV virus particle, and it goes on from there. The derelict cell then migrates to the cognitive lymph node organ, whereupon recycling of the DC-SINE HIV viron complex to the cell facilitates HIV infection of DC4 T cells by insertion between DC-SINE and ICAM3. That's pretty friendly, isn't it? That's why the Australians first said we'll do a whole virus vaccine. That's the safest, but then people we're testing positive for HIV because it's the shell of the HIV virus. People won't believe that. Just type into the search engine. It'll be in web now. It's old from last year. Type in Australia pulls vaccine after false positive HIV. Kind of like all the false positive cancer. They say, oh, don't worry. You got lymph node cancer or cervical cancer or uterine cancer or testicular. That'll probably go away, and it doesn't, and it kills you. You say, don't worry. It says you got HIV. Enjoy. Enjoy. Oh, what happened to Roger Stone's wife? She got lymphomic cancer after the Pfizer shot. A month after. There it is, BBC. Australia vaccine abandoned over false HIV responses. So there you go. Enjoy your vaccine, by the way. It creates this in your body. Enjoy yourself. You're all the superstars that took the shot. You're smarter than us.
So many people say to me, Alex, please stop being so negative. Well, for me, admitting I've gotten a rotten tooth and going in a root canal is not negative. It hurts. It stinks. It's got pus coming out of it. I go to the doctor. They fix it. That's not negative. I'm not living in denial. And so think of globalism as being hidden as an infection that we didn't feel yet, but now it's come to the surface. That's actually a positive thing. And so, yeah, Trump did overall a great job. They stole the election. We can't get down about that. We have forced them out in the open. So now they're trying to suppress us because they know they've been exposed. They're scared. That's why, instead of saying, oh, we're a bunch of losers, look what happened. No, we're a bunch of winners. They're trying to suppress us. Let our light of truth shine and tell everybody what's happening. Your own website, your own show, my show, other articles, other videos. Just keep sharing however you can and realize we're in an information war. We're going to win this together, and the fight starts at InfoWars.com.
Globalist General Milley has revealed to the world that the United States is not a free republic, but is run by a permanent stay-behind network bureaucracy. The big takeaway here is that he didn't act alone. He felt that he was safe to talk on an overseas phone line system that he knew was being watched by not just our government, but the Five Eyes, the Russians, and the Chinese. He wanted the world to know that. He was proud of what he was doing because he was backed by the deep state. This permanent bureaucracy sees America as its enemy. It sees the American people as its enemy. It sees prosperity as its enemy. And it conspired with the communist Chinese to threaten them, basically, and say, Trump may nuke you, but if he tries, we'll call and say we're attacking you so you can respond first. That's beyond treason. But it shows the type of anti-American sycophants living in their own vetted bubble that try to get away with this. Milley and all of his accomplices need to go to prison now for life.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because of the UN globalist-directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all of these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, the headline's up on InfoWars.com that the Pentagon / DARPA has blown the whistle on a Fauci Bill Gates proposal to purposely release COVID-19 on the population of China. Biggest story of the 21st century, DARPA Pentagon had blown whistle on secret plan to release COVID-19. And it goes on. Fauci's right-hand man, Peter Daszak, sought DARPA's approval to release a deadly COVID virus into the wild. And it goes on from there. And look how they get to be the saviors. They were in control of the UN. They were in control of almost all the major governments' health departments. They could pose as the savior. They could propose lockdowns, forced inoculations, everything you see today, and then make trillions of dollars and depopulate us while they're at it. This is 21st century war. And they made their move, not with tanks, not with guns, but with the virus they released to create fear, and now the vaccine that actually makes your body create the very spike nanoprotein. And that's what it is. It is nano. And they proposed a nanotech delivery system of the artificially created gene splice systems. So this is it. And it's the HIV delivery system. I just showed you that last segment. And remember the big news. Fauci, here's the headline. Fauci-funded Wuhan lab viruses. I'm sorry, I said 100 times. Your mind dials things down. If anything, I dial things down. I don't exaggerate. Fauci-funded Wuhan virus 10,000 times stronger than usual. That was even in the London Guardian, but they said it's for our safety. But he lied to Congress. None of these viruses from four different animals would ever merge. But they created them. They weaponized them. They made them deliverable to humans, and they released them. And remember, what's in their own document, they've got thousands of other variants, including ones that are 10,000 times stronger, all in this document. Guys, I want to link this document under the live show feed. Just say, see the smoking gun document for yourself and add it to the live show feed right under the video player. Please add this. Thank you. I'm asking all the listeners, everybody, look, the border collapsing is nothing compared to this, and it's super important. It's like having a toe cut off. This is like someone dropping a nuclear bomb on you. Compared to your toe being cut off. I mean, this is the end of the world stuff where they roll it out. Gates says, oh, much worse stuff's coming. If you stayed locked down, if you agree, they then give you the vaccine injections that lower your immunity bare minimum. So when they release a more deadly weapon later, you have no defense. And they use the people that they've hit as factories to release the mutation that they've already studied in animals and in prisoners in China. And they know what's going to happen. I mean, this has all been frozen in liquid nitrogen and then released on us. And again, they also have nanotech that's able to deliver it as well. That's in the document. And what did General Flynn say? What did that? Well, what of our experts, all these medical doctors, they said, what's hit Texas and Florida doesn't even show up as COVID and most people test it. It is nothing but a special protein that replicates, a crystal. Now, the Pentagon wants to put chips in everybody, that is the globalists that control it, to, quote, measure for COVID. And they say it's never going away. It's your new way of life. Biden said new deadly variants will be coming, will be hitting us. This is just the beginning. Oh, it's just the beginning. 15 days to stop the curve. 2 months just to wear a mask. 3 months lockdown. Here we are, 19 months, 20 months later, and they're just getting started. Bill Gates warns that the next pandemic could be 10 times worse. Well, he's got viruses 10,000 times worse he created. So, I mean, he's got that in his pocket. The guy that wants to depopulate you, the guy with the history of all this, the guy that funds it and runs it all, has all the robber barons behind him, the guy that goes to, quote, secret meetings with other billionaires to discuss how to depopulate us, with Prince Charles at the meetings talking about deadly viruses to depopulate us. That's in the Wall Street Journal. What did they discuss? Well, deadly viruses to contribute to getting rid of people. Go read it. Tim Pool's a really smart guy, but he didn't believe me until he pulled up all the articles from 2009. When they tried a coming out, though, they're like, maybe we should get rid of certain groups of people. You know, they're poor. Maybe race-specific weapons are the answer. Dick Cheney wrote that in April of 2000, April 2nd, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, PNAC document. They left it up on their site for 15 years, took it down a few years ago. You still find it online. Rebuilding America's Defenses, PNAC, says let's use race-specific bioweapons. You think I just made all this up? By the way, you know, people say, oh, that guy's a rock climber. He's got a lot of courage. Or that guy, you know, is in the military fighting. They got courage. And they do. Do you understand that I'm putting my life in my hands telling you this? They're really pissed at me. I'm not stupid. And I'm pushing it. I told my family they're probably going to ban me off the internet soon, a month before it happened, because I could tell I was pushing them. And I told my family, I don't know how long I'll be here. I won't commit suicide, but they can't stand what's happening. For me to be able to continue on, you've got to wake up and warn others. But here's the reason I'm willing to die. Here's the reason I don't have no fear. And, you know, I don't walk out of the mailbox at 2 a.m. and look around my, you know, look around for somebody coming up to shoot me in the back of the head. I'm not worried about it. They're going to kill everybody in maybe the third or fourth next wave. That's their plan, to lock everything down incrementally. I didn't just say this once this happened. I said it 20 years ago, 15 years ago. It's in films I made, how they're going to release incrementally more deadly viruses to make sure they maintain control while they kill you. That's how they operate. I've learned how they, and it's in their documents now. So I don't want to sit here and watch my kids die. I don't want to watch all my neighbors die. I don't want to see the robot vans pulling up and loading up all the dead bodies in 5-10 years. I don't want to, like, run off the middle of nowhere and hide in some little town and wait for it to come. And then, you know, and they're just going to fly over with a drone and spray me with a synthetic virus. I mean, we got one shot to stop them, and they're probably going to release a bioweapon anyways. But then at least we'll know they did it, and we're going to be able to beat them. I'm not going to sit here and bide my time and watch them kill everybody. So I'm not worried. You understand? We're dead already. I'm dead already unless we stop this. It's the cheesy Star Trek Wrath of Khan analogy of Spock and the reactor. And they go, you know, let's save him. He goes, he's dead already. I'm dead already. You're dead. You and your family are dead. You and your family are dead. You're dead unless you stop them. So I have no fear except letting them kill everybody. I care about my children a lot more than myself. And I care about all of us more than them. Because they've tried that too, threatening my children and everything else. And you know what? I'm all in, baby, 100%. That's where I'm supposed to be. And so this is not done out of courage. People ask, it's done out of survival. The only move we've got is as adults to go into that reactor, because the whole ship's going to get blown up anyways. And maybe we live. That's all icing on the cake. But it doesn't matter. We've got to get in there and turn this around, or everybody's gone. And maybe you just go, well, there's too many of us anyways, and maybe he's not right. You know I'm right. So, okay, you join Satan then. You're just going to play golf for another 5-10 years until you, you know, maybe kiss the system's ass, and you're going to Stockholm syndrome to it, maybe go along with it so it leaves you alone until last. That's not going to work. Maybe 1,000 people are getting a ticket out of this. That's why they're all building big bunkers. That's why the ones that aren't part of it are all dug in. Most of the elites are already moved in private islands with 50-foot walls, and they don't even trust their security, and they should, because their security is going to take them out. I can assure you, when their families die back here, or the security's going to end up running those compounds. And so that's why they're going into robot guns and everything. They got robots, robot guns, super more advanced than you even know about, at their facilities, by themselves with their families. That's the prison they built in New Zealand and Australia and Kauai. And that's why New Zealand's advertising, and so is Australia. We're a police state. We're totally locked down. You'll be safe here. You think you're going to be safe with your New Zealand security people in your bunkers? No, you're not going to be safe unless you're alone. And that's why the more advanced systems, and I've known people that have helped put them in, have robots. Literally, the entrances everywhere else, like a door pops open and there's like remote control robots, AI, gun ports, tear gas systems, everything else. But that's not going to stop people on a suicide mission from coming and dumping gasoline down your breathing snorkels. And I'm not going to do that. I'm just telling you, man, it's on. End of the world, folks. This is it. Unless we stop them. End of the world unless we stop them. This is it. They've made their move. The design, controlled collapse of planet Earth is here. So that's it. Got a lot of other news we'll hit when we come back, but the total smoking gun of the creating COVID-19 and trying to get the Pentagon to sign on to releasing it, is, and obviously that was to blackmail the Pentagon. Just like Jeffrey Epstein was blackmailing folks. It's all about blackmail.
59 years old, in good health. I'm not working in the front line. So my type is not recommended to get vaccination.
That was the current CEO of Pfizer just a few months ago on a national TV interview saying, oh, he doesn't need to take the so-called mRNA vaccine. It's really a gene therapy. He said, you know, he's 50-something years old. He's healthy. He doesn't need it. It's at-risk people, but that's not what his PR firms that have bought off the politicians in over 100 countries say. They say you've got to take it to have a job or leave your house or get on a plane or a train or even get outside your home for 1 hour a day if you live in Australia. So remember, the White House is exempt. Congress and their staff are exempt. The Postal Service is exempt.
All these big corporate heads are exempt. They're not taking their poison vaccine. They're pushing it on you. Wake up, folks. Wake up.
When Bob Woodward's new book came out alleging that General Milley had called the head of the Chinese military and said, Trump might nuke you. He tried to overthrow the U.S. government. But basically, I'm protecting you and I'll warn you if we launch an attack, which was the greatest treason in U.S. history that has ever been committed. People said, oh, Alex, it must not be true. And I'm like, wait, Bob Woodward's former naval intelligence. He's a big insider globalist. He wouldn't have put this out unless they wanted to put it out to say that Milley was a hero to set the precedent that you can have a permanent bureaucracy, stay behind network, deep state, basically that has its own bureaucratic coup over America. That's why they put Biden in. He's so incredibly weak, is to undermine the idea of the presidency. Well, people said I was making it up or that Bob Woodward was lying. Well, now Milley admits he did it. You see, I didn't need to trust Bob Woodward. I remember Pelosi on January 8th bragging that she'd gotten a call from Milley that he'd taken control of the news. So this treason was hiding in plain view back then, and we covered it. See, I have a memory, folks. I remember all this stuff. That's why I know what's true and what's false.
Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet. But the big corporations for 100 years have told us that humans are bad and evil and a pestilence on the earth so that we begin to believe we're bad and we'll turn off our life force and let the eugenics-based globalists take control of the planet. If you go to Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group's own Wikipedia page, he brags on there about how they're capturing democracy and taking over governments worldwide to set up a corporate dictatorship under the UN. They admit all of this. They plan the lockdowns. They release the viruses. They think you're stupid. And their plan is to slowly cut off the resources so they can dictate total social control over you and your lives. That's how I was able to predict everything they did decades before they executed it, word for word, with total precision, because they have a detailed battle plan. We cover it live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Tell everybody to tune in now and warn the world.
We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You'll feel me. I'm a bioweapon. I'm killing you. Every one of you that's been hit by COVID-19, the so-called Delta variant, was hit by a corporate United Nations third rail bioweapon, synthetic system. You are a veteran of a biological war. But you're not a victim. You're an overcomer. And everybody that died was a casualty of that war. And one way or another, we are going to build monuments one day to those murdered by Bill Gates and Fauci and the United Nations and Klaus Schwab. And one way or another, whether it's going to be a billion or 5 billion people that have to die first, they will be brought to justice. You can bet your soul on that. And they don't even care because they want to murder people for their God and they made their move. They told you they wanted to depopulate you and they've done it. But you're only got your toe in the water right now. You're only easing into that destructive system. It's time to wake up and admit the horror. They think you're an idiot. They think you're weak.
You know, we don't just have Event 201 and Crimson Contagion and the spars of Drill and Operation Lockstep. We also have this from federalregister.gov. Fauci was already in place then. He'd been there since the 70s. So when he came out just a few weeks after this and said Trump will be faced with a new deadly pandemic, when Michael Moore said something big's coming, something international, you'll see Trump will be challenged. They were all sitting around laughing. That's why Google and all of them contribute all that money and Facebook to the Wuhan lab. They're all part of the fun. They want to be part of the 12 monkey scenario. Control of communicable diseases. January 19th, 2017, one day before Trump got sworn in, they put the martial law plan in here to have the CDC under the United Nations and basically have martial law and lock everything down the exact way they did. The division of global migration and quarantine and all the big plans and all the preparations that he was talking about, they put that in right before Trump, 24 hours before he came in, is their little plan. And then here was Fauci a few weeks later, very excited to a group of his cohorts, like the Joker there meeting with his other criminal gang members in some fetid basement, bragging about their plan for us. Here it is.
And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today, based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. And I hope by the end of my relatively short presentation, you will understand why history, the history of the last 32 years that I've been the director of NIAID, will tell the next administration that there's no doubt in anyone's mind that they will be faced with the challenges that their predecessors were faced with.
All right. Let's go ahead and hear Fauci talking about his primary target is the young people, to introduce into them basically cancer-causing viruses that cause blood clots for life. That'll bring down the United States because he knows we'll put more money into a child. They'll probably get 10 times the money out of infecting a baby or a teenager or a five-year-old than they will just killing an old person they want to keep from getting their pension fund. So their primary target is the children. Here is the mass murdering criminal that launched HIV, covered up the cures for it, the treatments. He was attacked then for it. Here is the true Joseph Mengele. The Nazi Mengele was nothing compared to him. Here is the sickle. It's what his name means. Here is the Grim Reaper. The Grim Reaper garden gnome. Himself saying, primary target, your children. Here it is.
We keep hearing from officials in the administration, yourself and others, that you're confident about a vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11 this fall. Can you say with some level of confidence that you think there will be that vaccine available before Halloween?
You're trying to get me in trouble by pinning a date down.
I'm not. I'm asking your level of confidence before Halloween.
So nice.
You know, I think Halloween's what, October 31st? Is that when it is? Yeah, I think there's a really good chance it will be before Halloween. Yeah.
Okay, and you're pretty confident.
So happy.
I it depends on what you mean by pretty confident. I believe there's a reasonably good chance that it will be.
Primary target, your children. Even though they have basically 0% dying. Oh, but they will now with the new strains he's going to release. Don't worry. No one will go, wait, more people die now than last year, way more, but we took the shots? And all the graphs around the world? I want to play a Paul Joseph Watson report that's short and sweet, but it really shows you how sick Bill Gates is and how much trouble he's in with Jeffrey Epstein and the rest of it in a moment. But first, if we all stand up now, if we expose this, they're going to back off. Or they're going to release the new bioweapon, but at least more people will know what hit them. We'll have a chance then the people will really wake up, you know, once a third of the population dies or whatever, and then we'll actually get them. Because so many people in the power structure that are left will actually realize this has happened. Because very few people are involved in this, and that's why they're going to be successful if we don't wake people up. So it's the strength and weakness of their operation. So tell everybody you know to tune into the broadcast right now. I have a very special whistleblower video that's exactly 4.5 minutes long. I'll play in the short segment coming up where a medical expert breaks down what they're seeing in hospitals that dovetails with what Project Veritas whistleblowers have been saying and what other whistleblowers are telling me on air. But Dr. Marble is going to be in studio laying out a lot of stuff next hour as well. But We need everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com for your own immune system and everything and get vitamin D3, 50% off winter sun, ultra 12, highest quality vitamin B12, taken under the tongue, tastes sweet naturally. It's so good for every part of your body. Those sales end on Sunday because we're selling a lot of it. We need to go back to regular price because more isn't going to come in for a while. At 50% off, that's going to end very soon. Also, all apparel, T-shirts, long sleeve shirts, everything, hundreds of designs are at cost. That means whatever it costs us, the T-shirts, all of it, it's selling at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. That is going to end on Monday or so. And there's a lot of great shirts up there like Don't Vax Me and Don't Tread on Me, new design that's really powerful. Alex Jones Was Right, Wake Up, Save the Frog shirts, InfoWars.com, Exposing the Atrazine. The media is the virus. I'm a mask-free free person. We are all essential. A shirt that was very popular we brought back saying we are all Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, F. Biden, Biden for the nursing home, Arrest Fauci, Arrest Gates, InfoWars.com on the back. Beautiful American Eagle designs, the Biden groping a woman shirt. You've got the evolution of humanity into destruction in the cell tower. Baby Lives Matter, Tyranny Response Team shirts that are classics. Don't visit InfoWars.com is a joke shirt. Will be on the front. A bunch of limited edition Space Force shirts. A bunch of InfoWars shirts. Free Alex Jones shirts. That's very triggering. People ask for those. The classic navy blue red InfoWars shirt. 51st shirt. Colonize the Moon shirt. Jeffrey Epstein Didn't Kill Himself shirt. Don't Texas My California. Don't California My Texas. We've got it all up there at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Beto Knott with Beto O'Rourke with an AR-15. A lot of these are limited edition shirts, like These Colors Don't Run, the Betsy Ross flag, Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong, the little Tiananmen Square shirt that I designed that's so popular, and I really appreciate you all getting them. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And look, I'm telling you how bad the future is because Bill Gates and them are in the news saying we want to depopulate the Earth 90%. We want to use vaccines to do it. I mean, I played the TED Talk videos. They're not out of context. He's very clear about it. And so if you don't get, and I don't get how serious this is, and get our heads screwed on straight, we don't have a shot at this. And so that's why, I mean, I used to work 16 hours a day, and then I got burnt out, and I stopped working 16 hours a day. I'm back doing that or more now. Because I know my children have no future, and neither do yours if we don't do something. So please financially support us and yourselves. Get great products at the same time. I want to thank all you that have been supporting us. I got a lot of projects I want to do that I know will hurt the New World Order bad. And we don't have the money. I'm not complaining. It's all in God's hands, but God works through you. So we've expanded a little bit, got a few reporters we're sponsoring, a few people we're helping out. You know, we got Christy Lee and others, but I got a lot of people I want to hire, a lot of stuff I want to do. And I'm just really spending a lot of my time trying to figure out how to bring money in, which, again, I need to spend that time fighting the New World Order. To do more podcasts, more interviews, more trips, more things. But we're having a big effect. More people that are influential I can call up and explain things to that you then see on national TV or, you know, in top podcast. Or, you know, we got a lot of influence here. God gave us his power. I want to use it. So thanks for boosting us. We're in such a critical time. Commit to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for auto ship. Get 10% off of that order and 10% off of the next order. Canceling time for free. There's Patriot points on the side as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. All right. This amazing whistleblower information. And then our special doctor friend in studio. Stay with us.
We've all heard about the pastor and his famous statement from inside a concentration camp in World War II that when they came for one group, he wasn't part of that group, so he didn't stand up. And then when they came for another group, he wasn't part of that group, so he didn't stand up. And finally, when they came for him, there was nobody else to stand up. Well, the global social credit score that China's putting in, that's banning people to 3 hours of video games a week, and if you criticize the government, you can never buy or sell again. Well, that's being brought here and all over the world under the guise of COVID vaccine passports. They even admit it. Now they're saying it's going to be a carbon tax attached to it. They're going to track where you go and what you do and decide where you can go and what you can do. That's what the lockdowns are about. You'll accept that, you'll accept anything. So again, the left is having fun right now with all the censorship and tyranny, pretending like they're part of the power structure. But they're all going to be targeted by this nightmare as well. We need to get back to basic human rights and promote them, or all of us will be enslaved by this horrible technocracy run by the globalists.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we've got a very special doctor in studio with us with huge news coming up next segment. Please stay with us, but here is a major whistleblower, hospital physician's assistant Deborah Conrad, laying it all out.
I can say for sure in 2021, this is the year of pneumonia. Independent of COVID, I've never seen people with so many pneumonia, sepsis. And even in the middle of summer, you know, all summer, that's what we would get in the hospitals, pneumonia. After the vaccine rollout, I definitely noticed an uptick in heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, gastrointestinal bleeds, gastrointestinal complaints, appendicitis. We even saw pancreatitis, recurrent cancers. It was noticeably increased. It wasn't just me noticing it, everybody seemed to notice it. It became clear to me that there was something wrong. I knew nothing of VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. I didn't know about our responsibility to report. It was never even talked about when these vaccines were rolled out. I mean, you'd hear it in the news here and there, but there was never this push to make sure providers were made aware that if you're getting patients in the hospital with issues, these issues, whatever, that here, you got to go to this website and start reporting and start paying attention to stuff. That was never educated to us at all. And I went on the website, I looked, and the first thing I noticed was that it said healthcare providers are required by law to report certain adverse reactions to VAERS. And I said, what do you mean? Like, what law? So, and then you look further, and it had a whole section on it, exactly what you're supposed to report. Specific things you're supposed to report to VAERS after the COVID vaccine rollout. So that's when I started reporting patients on my own. Well, very quickly that became a full-time job in and of itself. I would say within 3 weeks to a month, I had already had 50 patients reported. And that was just of the providers that were willing to tell me about patients, recognize that there may be a problem. So I went back to my administration and I said, I need help. You know, I can't do this all myself. It's overwhelming. I'm on the phone with the CDC all the time. I'm on the phone with these patients. I need more people to know about it so they can help me and we can do the right thing. But that was met with then resistance, because that's when the vaccines were really starting to get pushed. Everybody's got to get vaccinated. This is how it's going to go. And by me admitting that we need to report because there may be some issues, it would create vaccine hesitancy amongst the healthcare workers, amongst the staff, amongst the other staff, amongst the patients. Well, that's when things changed, because I wouldn't be quiet about it. And what I did was I put envelopes in our emergency room and told many of the providers, hey, if you get a patient that comes in and they just got their vaccine, or you think something might be related in any way, go ahead and put their demographics in the envelope, and then I'll take care of it and call the patient and get the report done. Thinking it was only going to be a few reports a week, no. It turned into, like I said, a full-time job very quickly.
Why are we not wanting to report this?
I don't know that it's a matter of not wanting to report it. I think the position the system has taken is that each provider has a responsibility to report on their own patients.
But if the providers aren't provided education on what we're supposed to be reporting and the importance of such, how do they know to do it?
But I believe the providers should educate themselves when they're dealing with patients related to COVID vaccination.
They don't even realize that these are specifically the conditions that we're supposed to be reporting to theirs. So when we had a ton of them, I mean, we get thrombocytopenia, blood spots. Just Tuesday, I think it was, we shipped out, I think, 3 cardiomyopathies, blood clots. We got a guy on the floor, and well, he just died. I just pronounced him a second ago, who got his shot, and literally 2 weeks later, the guy ends up with cancer blown out of nowhere, a portal vein thrombus, like, just a stroke. I had a lady that had a stroke within 48 hours of her vaccine, fully on anticoagulation. I had a lady have a bilateral PE, and she was on Eliquis after her vaccination. I know these are things that are reportable.
That our hospital system talked to their risk management team, and I was no longer allowed to report on any other patient but patients of my own that I saw, where there was a warning that I was told I must support.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because of the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time, only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all of these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken under the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken under the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
Now into hour number 3. I'm hosting the 4th hour. We're going to have a very important interview premiering with Tim Pool. I'm going to be live for part of that hour as well. Well, we got him here all the way from the Destin area in Florida. I'm very familiar with his work. He's one of the very few doctors out there that's actually helped tens of thousands of people at myfreedoctor.com. Benjamin Marble, MD, since completing his residency in the year 2000, Dr. Marble has worked for over 40,000 hours as an ER physician. He's also done part-time work in urgent care. Since 2014, he's been working full-time ER physician at George Regional Hospital, and he's here with us right now, myfreedoctor.com. And they're going after his medical license like they're doing thousands of others because he's actually prescribing things to people that is helping them. They're now going after online pharmacies and mom and pops. Oh, don't give people budesonide, even though in a Oxford study, it saves the vast majority of people that get it. It's amazing. So he's here to talk about all that. Also from when he was in college doing research on genetics and, the DNA and kind of the secret of this vaccine. And I agree with his analysis. That's at the bottom of the hour. That secret, myfreedoctor.com. He's here with us. Doc, thanks for coming to town. There's so much to cover. I want to get into blocking treatments, the vaccine's not working. I mean, anything you want to cover, your most important info you want to impart. But then I want to get into what do you make of it coming out that they didn't just do gain of function. They wanted to release it into the population and, quote, habit spread to humans through skin-penetrating nanoparticles, close quote. I mean, this is everything we had evidence of, now all confirmed. The Pentagon declassifying that he was approached by Fauci and Peter Daszak for Bill Gates, and the Pentagon said, no, this could kill humans. And I think they were trying to blackmail the Pentagon, hoping they would have greenlit this. What do you think?
I think I call him Dr. Death Fauci, and I think he's the greatest mass murderer in human history. He's responsible for all the 200 million deaths since COVID began because he paid for it to be created. And as you just have released the information today, they released it on purpose. That's, you know, funding, he obviously funded the Wuhan lab, the gain of function research that they did. So it's all in the open. We all know the truth now. Everybody knows what's going on at this point. If you, anybody that's been paying attention, to the news and following what's really happening is, should be aware of this. The man needs to be arrested. I disagree a little bit. I think we should offer him life in prison as an olive branch, because I think we need a global ban on the death penalty. And the reason why I think we need a global ban on the death penalty is, the government shouldn't be killing people with lethal injections, electric chairs or anything. I think that
I was being tongue in cheek.
Yes, sir. I understand. I think that would be the Christian thing to do, to let him live.
I mean, he is killed. I mean, look, he lied to Congress like seven times, said, I've never been involved in gain of function, when he's on video saying, I want gain of function. He's in signed emails saying, build me gain of function with these four viruses and add the HIV spike protein, telling Peter Daszak, make this for me. I mean, it's like if I went to a restaurant and said, you know, make me ham and eggs over easy. I mean, he freaking ordered it.
Correct. He sure did. It's very obvious he's lying. You know, all the proof's there for the people who can actually read and do their own research. Look it up for yourself on DuckDuckGo or Google or whatever. But, the evidence is there. The man needs to be arrested. He's a criminal. He's a mass murderer, and he's so far getting away with it. The fact that he still has a job is incredible.
Let's get into that more, but just, it turns out I met you in 2006, I guess, in New York at a 9/11 memorial.
Yes, sir.
You do seem vaguely familiar with your face, but I've seen you online in videos. Talk about what you've seen in the last 20 months since this all started, or 21 months, and now where you think it's going, and just as a physician, what you've witnessed.
Well, I would say this, you know, we've seen lots of death and misery and bad side effects from the lethal injections. The big picture problem is their in population goal, the global elite, Bill Cemetery, Gates and friends, their in population goal is half a billion people. There's 8 billion people right on the planet right now. So that means they want 7.5 billion people to die. So far they delivered 5 billion lethal injections. That means they're 2/3 of the way to their goal. So this is kind of why I think this information is coming out now. Their goal's almost complete. So they're getting ready to throw Dr. Death Falsey under the bus.
Very astute, because, you know, that's in the SPARS document, that when we learn of it, then they'll just burn the so-called front men.
Yeah, he's an 80-something-year-old man, so throwing him under the bus will be a very easy thing to do.
Continue, doctor, telling us what you think is about to happen.
So the big problem is 5 billion doses of lethal injection have already been given. So if we stop the lethal injections tomorrow, Dr. Luc Montagnier, he's a Nobel Prize winner. He believes that everybody who's had the lethal injection will be dead in 2 to 3 years.
He did say that. He's the isolator of HIV, Nobel Prize in virology. Yeah, he does say that.
I agree with that position from the many thousands of articles I've read on this subject in the past year and a half. I agree that these are lethal injections. If you design a lethal injection, you know, you can design a lethal injection to kill in minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, or years.
But that'd be too obvious
if
it was minutes.
If it kills in minutes, you know it's a lethal injection. But if it kills in months or years, then you're just a conspiracy theorist.
Very well said, sir. So, I mean, keep laying that out for people.
So if, you know, 5 billion doses have already been given, the problem is, the greatest mass die-off in human history is coming. The dark winter is coming. We've never had that many people die at all at one time. This is going to cause the greatest depression in human history, and it's going to overwhelm all hospital systems globally.
I saw where you said that over a year ago, and then now it's in the East Coast newspapers, particularly like Connecticut, where the schools are having to close and shut down, not of COVID, but because they're so sick from the shots.
Correct. You take a look at Israel. Israel's the highest vaccinated country on the planet, and they have the highest COVID rate on the planet. The people in Israel that have been vaccinated have a 5 times higher death rate than the unvaccinated.
Please continue, Doc. You're laying a lot of knowledge on us here.
The people, what people don't understand is when you get the vaccine, the lethal injection, it turns you into a COVID carrier super spreader. You shed spike proteins everywhere you go. So the thing people need to be aware of, like especially pregnant women, they need to, everybody should treat people who've had the lethal injection as if they have active COVID, especially pregnant women. We've had cases of pregnant women. I had a 34-week pregnant woman that was around somebody who had just been recently vaccinated, lost her baby. We've got dozens, you know, probably hundreds and thousands of cases and examples of this. I mean,
by the way, that's Pfizer got a law passed in the EU that the vaccine does shed, and they're allowed to shed. So they're not denying this.
Correct. And they've finally admitted that truth. I mean, we've known that for a while. The physicians have known for quite a while about this.
Did you notice Lancet finally came out and said, hey, you shouldn't give it to pregnant women? So they went ahead and gave it to a bunch of pregnant women. It caused, what, 83% miscarriages in the first two trimesters, not in the third. And then now they're like, hey, you might not do that. I mean, this has just been an exercise of evil.
Pure evil at the core of what's going on right now. I call it falsy science. The billionaire elite class, they pay for all the research. So if they there's one study that gives them results that'll make them money, that's the study they published. But they bury the nine studies that won't make them money. So that's falsy science. So we have Dr. Death Falsy promoting falsy science. We have falsy doctors following the what I call euthanasia protocols that they have in the hospitals. They're killing. Basically, the hospitals are like concentration camps right now, where they're often the patients.
And again, the average person, I mean, you work in a hospital, they're compartmentalized from, and we've seen the Veritas whistleblowers. They've got the nurses and doctors admitting, no, we know the vaccine's killing people, but we can't say anything.
Yeah, the doctors are afraid to speak up. Doctors, and, you know, that's the thing. This is the.
That's the big question I should be asking you is, what is it like in a hospital? How many people are awake? Those are awake. What do you do?
I actually stopped working in the hospital in March. You know why I quit? Because they kept trying to force me to get the lethal injection after I'd recovered from COVID. I have natural immunity. I recovered from COVID three times in a row. They came to me demanding that I take the shot after I'd already recovered. And the third time they came to me with it, I just said, you know what? I've already refused that twice. I had COVID and recovered, and you're trying to force me to take something I don't want to take.
So that's another thing. I've heard doctors, and I've seen the studies, you're not supposed to take a vaccine, even if it's a good vaccine, safe if you've already had something. Explain why. And they know that. But Fauci, the Surgeon General, says that learned immunity is no good. He says natural. That's like saying water isn't good for fish.
The Surgeon General is a falsy doctor following the falsy science is what I would say about that. Because anybody who's recovered from a disease, a vaccine for that disease is all risk, no reward.
Wow, Doc, stay there. We have Dr. Marble, myfreedoctor.com. That's an awesome URL where he helps a lot of people online. And he's been saying a lot of really important things. Let's come back and go wherever you want to go here. Man, what a day, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I am still completely blown away that we have these smoking guns of them creating the virus to give it to humans to kill people, and just it's all come out. It's on InfoWars.com. What a special day, September 22nd.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
General Lee, it's General Milley. I just want you to know that Trump tried to overthrow the U.S. government 2 days ago on January 6th, and I just want you to know I've taken control of the nuclear weapons, and if Trump tries to launch an attack on you, we'll let you know first the attack's coming.
That is from the transcript. Then he called Pelosi, Schumer, and others to say, I'm loyal to you. I'm going to protect Trump from using nuclear weapons. But Trump was going for detente with China and North Korea at the time, and Trump's responded saying it's a total lie. Pelosi's come out and admitted it happened. Hell, she bragged back on January 8th that it took place then, and is saying that she honors Milley and that he's this courageous person. So are all these other Democrats. So this is the permanent deep state coup that's been in control for a long time, now coming out of the shadows publicly. Remember, these people literally hate you and your family. Now they're injecting you with poison, soft kill injections. Wake up, America, or be destroyed. It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports put out by NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Fauci's name means the sickle. The Grim Reaper comes from the 14th century in Italy during the Black Plague from the very town that he hails from, our little Grim Reaper. And I don't fear the Reaper when God calls me, but I'm not going to let Fauci and Bill Gates take me without a fight. I was talking to our special guest, Dr. Benjamin Marble, MD of MyFreeDoctor.com, and he was very excited talking about some of the good news. We'll talk about the big picture and Fauci and the documents next segment. And this mark they're putting on our DNA, very biblical in my view, I agree with him, is newly appointed Florida Surgeon General says state done with fear, vaccine treated like a religion. And we're going to talk about this doctor that turns out our doctor friend knows. Don't want to say too much nice about him, we'll get in trouble. Also, American Airlines CEO says Biden men shouldn't require vaccines for travel. So people are starting to wake up. Major backlash. We are vaccinated enough. Croatian president blasts COVID hysteria media fear campaign. So the world is pushing back. Same thing in Australia. Same thing here. So, doctor, let's talk about the good news here and things like this happening.
Certainly the good news is that the multiple drug early treatment that we can deliver prescriptions for free to our patients works. We've delivered, you know, I'm the doctor who's helped treat more COVID patients than any doctor on the planet. We've treated 32,000 COVID patients. We have a 99.9% survival rate using our multiple drug early protocol, which happens to be the same protocol that Joe Rogan took.
Absolutely. And you've got a bunch of doctors in your group. You were telling me during the break that they're trying to take your license in another state because you've been prescribing ivermectin. I mean, my dad was almost dead. Didn't tell me he was sick for a week and a half. He got ivermectin and he physically was 90% better the next day, as he had brain fog for a while. Still has a little bit from it. But I mean, he was, again, not able to get up, 82% oxygen, 94% oxygen the next day after ivermectin. I mean, it was just bam.
Yeah, ivermectin is a great drug. You know, there's no one drug that's a miracle cure. It's really the combination of the multiple drugs, some of which are prescription. We use low-cost generic drugs, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, prednisone, budesonide.
He was doing all that as well. But, I mean, that combination that Dr. Bartlett prescribed, just bam.
Yep, Dr. Bartlett is awesome, by the way. His research on budesonide has been groundbreaking and has helped save a lot of lives.
So, Doc, I interrupted you there. Continue getting into how we fight back. How do people up front, because these are all things that aren't like drugs that get you high or anything. People should be able to stockpile this stuff. Or obviously once they start getting sick and need to quickly act, people blow my phones off the hook here, emails. How do I get this? My local doctor won't prescribe it. I have COVID. They won't give it to me. Tell people how they do it.
go to myfreedoctor.com and follow the, we have a simple, easy 3-step process. And you, the first step, you download the app. The second step, you put in your pharmacy. The third step, you answer a series of questions. And after that, our tech support team will add you to a doctor. And then the doctor can read your case and send your prescriptions. The prescriptions are sent for free. Then we will send your discharge instructions. And then we'll ask for a donation. And if you can donate, that's great. If you can't, that's fine, because we're trying to save lives.
And meanwhile, I know that Regeneron's helping a lot of people. So now Biden's trying to block that. I mean, there's just no end to the evil here.
Everything that works and is shown to be a benefit, they try to block.
And isn't that the, not just having the smoking gun documents from Fauci, we'll cover next segment, but them trying to block doctors that were doing intravenous vitamin C, which the study shows great, or vitamin D saying, oh, that's bad, don't use it, or, you know, ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, or now remdesivir is approved for it. 500 million doses, you only need one dose. Massively helps people I know that, you know, took it, were better like 5 hours later. Like, you know, one of the crew members here took it better 5 hours later, couldn't breathe. I'm not saying it's going to do that for everybody, but most people it does within a day or less. Trying to block that now. That's an approved thing they're blocking. I mean, this is evil.
Yeah, that's a Regeneron, and that's the monoclonal antibody. The monoclonal antibody is part of the protocol, and it's great. The remdesivir, however, I call it remdesivir. That's a horrible drug that causes renal failure and liver problems. And
that's what Fauci recommends. Tell us about that.
They need to pull that one off the market. You know, the FDA's traditionally, the problem is, I call it the...
Did I say remdesivir instead of Regeneron?
You did. That's why I corrected you.
I know. No, correct me. I know. Remdesivir is horrible. No remdesivir. Regeneron. Totally separate. The other makes your kidneys fail. Correct. You gotta, that's why I don't make mistakes on purpose, Doc. Sorry.
That's fine.
Regeneron is good. Remdesivir is bad. I did a whole show on that last week. Tell people about it.
Remdesivir, is a bad drug. It causes renal failure. The majority of patients who get it, you know, if you go into a hospital right now, I tell people now at the point, it's like, if we compare now to World War II, 2021 versus 1941, it's like the hospitals are the concentration camps where they send people to get rid of them, to dispose of them. And then they isolate you. They won't let your family visit. They give you a drug that causes renal failure, makes you worse. They intubate you. No family's allowed in, and you die alone. It's horrible.
The compartmentalization, I'm sure you've seen these Project Veritas whistleblowers. A new one just came out.
Sure.
Where they know the shots are killing them, but they say, we're not supposed to tell anybody. They have audio and video of this. I mean, this is murder.
It is, and the sad thing about it is so many healthcare workers, nurses, and doctors that are just afraid to speak up because they might lose their job. We're just following orders. Well, that's what the Nazi soldiers said.
How would you, I mean, we had a lady on yesterday who was a nurse working for Health and Human Services, and she said her friend died from COVID, and they wouldn't even give her steroids or things that they knew were helping. Even her own friend they killed.
Correct. And they will not defy the CDC and the FDA. The protocols, it's like, these are the orders from on high and you must follow them. You can't deviate. And that's never happened before in medicine. Always doctors have been allowed to use their own judgment and will and to devise the best treatment for each individual patient. But that's no longer allowed. That's not tolerated. And the Fauci doctors just follow in lockstep, following Dr. Death Fauci's orders.
And I want to be clear, because people always say, you know, Jones is super accurate. Other than messing names up, and I'll switch things. Remdesivir is horrible, turns off your kidneys and a bunch of organ failure on record, mainstream news. That's what Fauci recommended. Doesn't help you. It kills you. I mean, devastates you. It's Regeneron. I've also been told by medical doctors that the Eli Lilly system doesn't work anymore because the virus is mutated or whatever. They say Regeneron's the one that's got a shot. Is that what you've heard, Doc?
Yes, sir. That brings up another interesting point. The lethal injections do not even work against the Delta variant. So why would you take the lethal injection that doesn't even work for the current variant that's out?
And Dr. Zelenko calls it the death shot. But I like yours. It's the lethal injection.
It is a lethal injection, is my opinion. Ask the 20,000 plus people on openvares.com that died from the CDC's own numbers. And then if you look at VAERS, Harvard did a study, they only report 1% of the deaths get reported. So the real number's probably closer to, you know, a quarter of a million at least.
I know everybody I know has had family members that died or had a heart attack or a blood clot from these shots. And then we open the phones up, it's just devastation. hundreds of calls in a row about my mother, my brother, my daughter, my son, a whole bunch of children, young people, teenagers have died in Austin from the shots, heart attacks. They tell them, yeah, the shot killed them.
Yeah. It's a medical, I call it the medical Marxist COVID cult, and it's a global mass psychosis that has happened to the whole world, and all the people are, have been drinking the Kool-Aid.
And again, the communists that run this thing are controlled by a bunch of big bankers, but it is a communist system. They kill people that don't follow a communist takeover. Well, you're being killed. They just can't come out with a gun and do it because we're armed. So they do it by a virus they cook up at Wuhan and release on purpose. I've been telling you that, and now the documents have come out that Fauci released it on purpose. He asked the Pentagon to go along with it. They said no. And we'll talk about that with Dr. Marble on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. His site is MyFreeDoctor.com, MyFreeDoctor.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Globalist General Milley has revealed to the world that the United States is not a free republic, but is run by a permanent state-owned network bureaucracy. The big takeaway here is that he didn't act alone. He felt that he was safe to talk on an overseas phone line system that he knew was being watched by not just our government, but the Five Eyes, the Russians, and the Chinese. He wanted the world to know that. He was proud of what he was doing because he was backed by the deep state. This permanent bureaucracy sees America as its enemy. It sees the American people as its enemy. It sees prosperity as its enemy. And it conspired with the communist Chinese to threaten them, basically, and say, Trump may nuke you, but if he tries, we'll call and say we're attacking you so you can respond first. That's beyond treason. But it shows the type of anti-American sycophants living in their own vetted bubble that try to get away with this. Milley and all of his accomplices need to go to prison now for life.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I tell you, I love DeSantis' new Surgeon General saying people are treating the vaccine like a religion. We're done with the fear. That is exciting. I want to play a clip of DeSantis introducing him in a moment. But we have Dr. Benjamin Marble, MD, with us. He's going to be back on tomorrow. He's going to stay with us a few days. He's from Florida, from myfreedoctor.com. And he is here exposing what's happening, and they're trying to, again, take his license. The Democrats are attacking their web service, telling him that they can't operate online. They're having to move their web service, all because he's giving people things in major studies that help them. Remember, the media is running fake stories about ivermectin. They're engaged in all these incredible lies. They're lying about budesonide. It's just insane. And there's a well-known Republican lady who I'm going to get on the show who was in Dallas for a trip, got deathly ill, and was in, couldn't get any doctors to prescribe anything to her. We got a doctor to prescribe her the stuff, but then the pharmacies wouldn't give it to her husband. So we had some extra. We drove it to her. And one day later, she was on the road and basically 90% better. And she couldn't even get up or move by the time we got her the budesonide and the ivermectin and the rest of it. So, you know, the government says, oh, legalize all these drugs. And the FDA, you know, said Oxycontin for children and fentanyl. But, oh, don't give somebody aerosolized anti-inflammatory steroids. It's just insane. And so, Doc, you were making some great points during the break. Please elaborate on that.
Well, I would like to make one point, and that's I brought some ivermectin with me. Ivermectin is a great, very safe drug. More deaths from Tylenol every year than all the years ivermectin has been in use. So I'm going to go ahead and take my dose of ivermectin right now.
And what does ivermectin do in the body? Because the Democrats, when I did that, went, oh, it's fake. He wouldn't dare take that himself. It's like cyanide.
That's just silly. It's, the way they try to vilify the drugs is just insane. COVID is a disease. There's a problem with the viral load. There's a problem with inflammation. There's a problem with clots. So we can use safe, generic, low-cost drugs to help with the inflammation and with the clots. There are drugs that are shown to help reduce the viral load. Ivermectin has a secondary antiviral action that's well-proven, well-documented. That's the reason why it won the Nobel Prize.
Well, I mean, we have the proof now. Now with Regeneron, they're trying to block that. It's approved for COVID.
A new study shows that just washing your sinuses and gargling with a little betadine solution will help reduce.
Good old iodine.
They're trying to block that.
That's right. My wife had a lot of family that was sick when she visited them in Omaha with COVID. And so there's studies on silver, folks. NIH went out of Mexico City at their general hospital. She went there, and she'd always bought colloidal silver there for sore throats or whatever, and they said, oh, we don't sell that now because people were taking it for COVID.
Yeah, so basically when you reach the conclusion that all the decisions they make are designed to maximize death, then all their decisions make a whole bunch of sense.
And then you learn that, for people that just tuned in, you're a medical doctor, a well-known one. What is the magnitude of Wuhan scientists plan to release chimeric COVID spike proteins in a bat population, skin-penetrating nanoparticles, close quote. I mean, and then it has the HIV delivery system in it. This is from Peter Daszak and Fauci's own proposal to the Pentagon and DARPA. It's all here. Wuhan scientists plan to release enhanced coronavirus into bat caves for COVID outbreak to then spread to humans. They said they wanted it to be able to infect humans. I mean, it's all here. This is open and shut that they will release it on purpose.
Absolutely. There's no question that it is open and shut case. All the evidence is there. We've had, you know, hints of and suspicions, but there's so much amount of evidence now that, you know, only this, you know, people who've been drinking the Kool-Aid still believe Dr. Death Falsey.
Speaking of hope here, a newly appointed Florida Surgeon General says state done with fear, vaccine treated like a religion. And I want to get into the biblical angles on this. And here is him being introduced by the governor. He is Dr. Joseph Latipo. The new Florida Surgeon General, here it is.
Florida's next top doc has a problem with mask and vaccine mandates. This afternoon, Governor DeSantis announcing he is tapping Dr. Joe Lupato to be Surgeon General and Health Secretary. So why is this such a controversial pick for some? Capitol reporter Forrest Saunders in Tallahassee.
Dr. Latipo is in, and his first words to the press corps Tuesday, no more COVID scare tactics.
We're done with fear. We're not. That's been something that's been, unfortunately, a centerpiece of health policy in the United States ever since the beginning of the pandemic.
Latipo replaces Dr. Scott Rivkes, who departed Monday but has largely been out of public view since last year. Rivkes was pulled from a press conference after recommending social distancing until a vaccine was ready. Dr. Latipo is a former UCLA physician and health policy researcher with an MD from Harvard. The governor is saying his credentials alone make him a top choice for any state.
A superb background, bringing superb intellect, but also I think will bring great leadership.
But DeSantis and Latipo also seem lockstep on ideology, both discouraging mandates and favoring individual choice.
How can the right answer be to limit physicians' use of the medication?
Latipo is also a proponent of the hyped, now debunked, COVID treatment hydroxychloroquine, and he's penned several controversial pandemic op-eds entitled, Are COVID Vaccines Riskier Than Advertised? It is too late for shutdowns to save us, and vaccine mandates can't stop COVID spread.
Do you think states should be promoting vaccine?
The state should be promoting good health, and vaccination isn't the only path to that. It's been treated almost like a religion, and that's just senseless, right?
The governor's office says Latipo will hold the position until lawmakers vote on official approval, though some have reservations, given the doctor's rhetoric.
We need a Surgeon General that believes in science, that understands the nuances of public
that's
health.
That's enough. And that means not questioning. Okay. They put out a fake study on hydroxychloroquine last year that got withdrawn, that Bill Gates funded, and they admitted the study was fake later. Hydroxychloroquine pushes zinc into the cells, Doc, as you know, as everybody knows. They're damn liars, okay? So there you go again, ladies and gentlemen. There you go again. And then, again, studies are out that social distancing, even the CDC says, is totally fake. So this is, I mean, I like DeSantis even more now. This guy's great.
DeSantis is the best governor in America. He's doing an awesome job. I'm really proud of him for selecting Dr. Latipo to be our new Surgeon General in Florida.
What do you make of that news piece lying about the doctor saying, hydroxychloroquine's debunked?
That's falsy news for you, spreading the falsy science.
Also, he's lying. He says that the vaccine doesn't protect you. They admit it doesn't protect you.
Correct. It's nuts. Here's the thing. It's not even a real vaccine. They redefined the word vaccine to include this gene therapy. They called it the software of life when they first came out with it. And then they decided, let's just rename it vaccine. That sounds better. People will like that. Well, I'll tell you what, the day that they said that it was okay for a poisonous lethal injection to be a vaccine, that's the day I became anti-vax.
Absolutely. You know, they say that, this is just a vaccine. As you said, they admit this is a gene therapy.
So I embrace the anti-vax label. I'm not taking that lethal injection, never. Nobody should.
We've talked about it some, but
I've never recommended a single dose for a single patient. I'm probably the only doctor you meet that can say that, because back in December, I knew it was going to be unsafe. Rapid science is bad science, and the fact that they made it super fast, I know Trump was proud of that and all, but he was listening to Dr.
He got hoodwinked.
He got hoodwinked. They misled him on the bad science.
Well, what about this, Doc? Everybody I know that's gone and asked their doctor, would you take this? The doctor won't administer it. They say, go to Walmart, go to Walgreens. They don't want the liability. They won't say which one's better or worse or if they're good because they know there's liability. That should tell you something.
Correct. The doctors can be sued. The CVS or Walgreens, the manufacturers, they cannot be sued. They're immune from lawsuit.
So if your doctor won't administer something to you and tells you go to some immune megacorporation, what's that tell you?
Yeah, it's bad medicine.
And again, folks, challenge people with that. Go, why don't you go to your doctor and get it? And ask for the insert. Oh, that's right. It's blank.
Correct. They have blank inserts. It's still not FDA approved. They did a bait and switch on the media, and the falsy news fell for it. And they continued the emergency use authorization of the vaccine, and they gave FDA approval to the Comirnaty vaccine, which doesn't even exist yet.
Doc, you are gracious enough to stay in Austin, and we really appreciate you. And I know you said you don't want to help, but I'd like to pay for your hotel so you can stay and hopefully come on the American Journal tomorrow with Harrison Smith and then the War Room before you, and then maybe fly tomorrow evening back to Destin, one of my favorite places in Florida. Man, going up in the panhandle at the actual Fountain of Youth and all that's amazing. Have you been there?
I have not been to there. No, where is that at?
Well, it's where the, I forget how you pronounce the conquistador's name, but he found that beautiful fountain.
Astalea.
Yeah, and it's really there. It's beautiful. I mean, it's not you don't live forever getting in it, but damn, ill like you are.
We'll
be right back. Stay with us. that area of Florida, but I'd move there in a minute. I love it.
It's great.
Biden and his corporate controllers are lying to you. This is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. This is an engineered virus in a lab that they then injected into the public using their poison vaccine. So the body then created mutations that actually spread even worse, like the Delta variant. That is scientifically admitted. That is mainline science and not even debated. But the general public does not even know that. So when that criminal with his pedophile crackhead son gets up there on television and tells you that you are to blame because you didn't take their poison shot, that is a giant lie. Countries like Israel and Singapore, with the highest vaccine rate, have the highest death and highest illness rates. That is the facts. Get that information out to your friends, family, and strangers like your life depends on it, because it does.
When Bob Woodward's new book came out, alleging that General Milley had called the head of the Chinese military and said, Trump might nuke you. He tried to overthrow the U.S. government, but basically, I'm protecting you and I'll warn you if we launch an attack, which was the greatest treason in U.S. history that has ever been committed. People said, oh, Alex, it must not be true. And I'm like, wait, Bob Woodward's former naval intelligence. He's a big insider globalist. He wouldn't have put this out unless they wanted to put it out, say that Milley was a hero, to set the precedent that you can have a permanent bureaucracy, stay-behind network, deep state, basically that has its own bureaucratic coup over America. That's why they put Biden in. He's so incredibly weak, is to undermine the idea of the presidency. Well, people said I was making it up, or that Bob Woodward was lying. Well, now Milley admits he did it. You see, I didn't need to trust Bob Woodward. I remember Pelosi on January 8th bragging that she'd gotten a call from Milley that he'd take control of the nukes. So this treason was hiding in plain view back then, and we covered it. See, I have a memory, folks. I remember all this stuff. That's why I know what's true and what's false.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because of the UN globalist directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products and 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken under the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken under the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we are back live, final segment with our good friend here in studio, Dr. Marble, MD, myfreedoctor.com. We're going to be talking to him about this whole Mark of the Beast system and more. We'll put some of those images on the screen of what, under electron microscope, our DNA actually looks at and what these globalists are talking about. That's in a moment. But first, please remember, it is our sponsors that make it all possible. Any sponsor I promote is awesome. This is one of the best deals you're going to get on a satellite phone. You either pay for the minutes and get a phone at a reduced price, or you pay a lot for the phone and then the minutes still cost. The point is, Everybody can call you for free on a sat phone from cell phones, landlines. It just costs for you to call because it goes up to the satellite, okay? So, InfoWarsPhone.com, when the cell towers go down or during any emergency, you need it. Or this is one that isn't trackable by the contact tracers, and you can't basically be spied on very easily with one of these systems. So this isn't tracked like all the other cell phones. So it's a great system to have in your home, in your car, anywhere you're outside, it works. You can also buy antennas for the car or for the home as well at InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020 and ask for the Alex Jones special, 941-955-1020. And you can call with their special. You just buy the minutes and you get a free $600+ value phone, 941-955-1020. Ask for the Alex special or InfoWarsPhone.com. And then please don't forget, we have all the great vitamins and minerals and things for your immune system. Winter Sun back in stock, highest quality D3. It is back in stock. And we also have Ultra 12, high quality vitamin B12 at InfoWarsStore.com back in stock. Both 50% off. Those sales end on Monday. All right, Dr. Benjamin Marble, let's get into this image you saved many years ago. I guess you were saying in medical school. We have it on screen to show people. Let who has understanding reckon the number of the beast. It is a human number, and this is what you're saying DNA actually looks like under a microscope. And I know this is all very occultic. A bunch of the patents for these vaccines are like 666 or 606060, and Bill Gates has got all this nanotech stuff that's and he wants to track and control us with. What is your biblical as a Christian angle on this?
Well, that image I saw in my biochemistry class in 1993, and it freaked me out so badly that I had my professor give me a copy of it, and I saved it for all these years because I thought one day I might need this.
There it is. There it is. Tell us what that is.
So that's a magnified image of human DNA at the molecular level showing it's a double-stranded triple helix, 2 times 3 equals 6, and it happens to visually look just like a bunch of sixes. So that's why, the quote from the Bible from Revelations, let he who hath understanding reckon the number.
And they say you'll have to have this to buy and sell, and it's a mark in the forehead of the hand. I mean, Klaus Schwab says, I want you to have a microchip to buy and sell. We'll tell you when you can leave your house, when you can't, for carbon taxes.
Correct.
And then it lists what we're made of as criminal, and now they're saying cows are evil.
So I'm not saying it's the lethal injection is the mark of the beast, but I'm saying if I was trying to make one, these mRNA lethal injections, they permanently mark your DNA forever. Your God-given DNA is altered.
And they're saying you have to have it to leave your house or buy or sell. It is the mark of the beast. Yes. I mean, it is the mark of the beast. And where are the churches on this?
Well, that's the scary thing about it. Most of the churches are all like, go, do your part and go get the lethal injection. Well, I think those pastors probably should all resign and let somebody else take over their church.
We've got about 8 minutes left. Keep laying the knowledge on us, Doc.
Well, I would say we really want to try to give hope and the hope, here's where the hope lies. The hope lies in God. The hope lies in early multiple drug treatment, do not take the lethal injections. Do take multiple drug early treatment. You can get in touch with myfreedoctor.com. We can, evaluate whatever you tell us your health problems are, your medications, your allergies and all that. We can customize what drugs we prescribe for you individually and send them to you for free so that you can have a better chance of beating.
The prescription.
Yeah, the prescriptions. Yes, sir. And so we have three things that we do. We deliver prescriptions that are low cost generic, primarily generic meds, over-the-counter recommendations for the over-the-counters, which is vitamin C, vitamin D, quercetin, zinc, and a few others. And then the big thing we do is delivering the hope. We're giving people an easy, free way to communicate with healthcare professionals so that it gives people help. What happens is across America, patients get sick with COVID. They call their falsy doctor. Their falsy doctor says, I'm a coward. Don't come to my office. There's no treatment at all. And if you're dying, go to the hospital. Well, that's why I call them falsy doctors. 99% of the doctors in America are sitting on the sidelines in the healthcare super
bowl. And you don't like to whine about it, but they're trying to take your license and others and threatening people that prescribe too much ivermectin to take it. And they're trying to take your website down. Tell people about that.
Correct. Well, we've been battling our platform constantly from day one. Pretty early on, I had some video conferences with them. I realized they were members of the COVID cult. And, so they canceled our malpractice. They've just been obstructing us. They've basically disappearing our patients. And so we're switching platforms and getting off that platform, but eventually we're going to hope to build our own platform that can't be canceled.
That's what everybody, because imagine you're a medical doctor, accredited, you're saying things that have studies all behind it, you're giving people completely safe stuff, and they are trying to stop you from that. I mean, it's just insane.
Correct. And it's mind-boggling. All the doctors on our team, we're also like, what in the world is going on? How are they doing all these things?
Sir, we had to spend $5 million at least just to build the infrastructure, everything, the backbones, the encoders. We're not allowed to have our own shopping cart. We had to make our own codes. We had to build everything. They all would scan our code and then put a news article. They've got code for this, and then take that code away. And so everything, we had to build everything.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, that's what this is, total attack.
Well, I'll tell you, for the past 6 months, we've been working with a developer, paid him many thousands of dollars to develop our own servers and own app. And he was supposed to deliver that on August the 1st. Then he backed it up to September 15th. And then lo and behold, a few days before September 15th, he says, I quit, and just took our money and said he's not going.
Well, that's what the left does. We learned that the left won't tell you they're leftists, and they take all your money and never deliver anything on purpose. Then they laugh about it. They're criminals. That's why we finally got patriots and Christian developers and people. I'm talking about the bandwidth, too. Millions and millions. Because, oh, it's great we have like 5 million visitors, people watching Bandai video a day. But, folks, you know what it costs when like 5 million people watch an hour-long video? A lot of money. Even though we've got some of the cheapest bandwidth you can get. So when you see glitches or problems, folks, we had to build everything. And so that's why you're so important in your prayers and everything else, because this is just one hell of a time to be alive. But we're fighting back, and thanks to God, we just keep making it and keep barely hanging on.
That's all we have to keep fighting. And I want to thank you for telling the truth, being a truth teller, and keeping up the fight. We got to keep up the good fight. There's a lot of good patriotic people in America. There's a lot of people that believe in what we're doing. And I think the masses in general are behind us. The problem is the people in power positions are all members of the COVID cult.
Well, absolutely. And before they were hyping it up last year, I mean, have you not seen a massive, 10 times increase in really people being sick this year than last year?
Oh, so many more sick people. Surprise, surprise, since the lethal injections started. I mean, one of our doctors, he's seen like a 20-fold increase in cancers. Nicki Minaj was actually onto something, because the lethal injections do concentrate in your ovaries and testicles.
Let's do that next segment. Let's do 5 more minutes with you on that, because I've seen those studies, and I want medical doctor backs up Nicki Minaj. We'll do a 5-minute little video on that next segment. Then I'm going to hit a bunch of stuff after you leave. But this is the question I get. If people have had the injections, had these mRNA injections, if it creates the same spike protein as the regular virus, wouldn't the protocols be the same thing to detox or try to mitigate? If someone's taken the lethal injection, I would think the whole future is going to be about finding ways to block that or mitigate it.
Well, we're certainly racing to find a cure for the lethal injections. And I've thought of a hypothetical cure that we need to develop, which is basically the lethal injections go in, they use mRNA to alter your God-given genetic code. So what we can do is, if we have a tissue sample from somebody before they got the lethal injection, we could theoretically come up with an mRNA product that would restore your God-given genetic code to its state before you got the previous injection, if that makes sense.
Exactly. Use the very same technology to try to reverse.
Reverse engineer it, correct.
And we know from all the studies, it turns off your killer white blood cells. I mean, they're literally turning our immune system off of this.
Correct. And each subsequent shot, the patients will have higher and higher viral loads. And the theory is that by the second to third year after the winter, if you get exposed to corona, cold season is coronavirus season. That's what it is. A cold is just a coronavirus. So each time these people who've already taken the lethal injection get an infection with it, it's almost like the lethal injections make you allergic to COVID in the middle of a pandemic. Does that sound like a good idea to be allergic to COVID in the middle of a COVID pandemic? No.
And that's what they admit it does. And they've got all the different terms and names for it. All right. That was extremely powerful info. Some stations don't care the first 5 minutes. We're going to come back, and it will be archived by this evening at van.video. Medical doctor says Nicki Minaj's cousin is right, or something like that, or backs up Nicki Minaj. So he's going to do that for 5 minutes, and then he's going to leave us. He'll be back on the shows tomorrow. And he's saying he'll come on for a couple hours with Harris and others. So maybe I'll have you back and just take calls. But I got a bunch of guests as well tomorrow because I want people to be able to call in and talk to this great guy. He knows what he's talking about. And we'll be right back. I got a bunch of news and Tim Pool to the fourth hour.
This message is not for our regular listeners who are informed and understand about the value of essential vitamins and minerals, meaning if you don't have them, you die long term. It's for new listeners. The power structure works around the clock to try to debilitate you and try to make you sickly. Please research, because this is life and death. Vitamins that are essential and minerals that are essential. Just type that into a search engine. You will see the top universities, CDC, all of them telling you this. But you won't see this on the nightly news because they don't want you at the big pharma companies to understand how to protect yourself to a great extent from what's going on in the world on a routine basis. We now have back in stock Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your body's immune system, back in stock, sold out for months. It is essential, it is vital, and it is 50% off, so you have no excuse but to get it for yourself and your family. Winter Sun, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders. Because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
A few weeks ago, Nicki Minaj came out and she said, hey, one of my family member's friends was about to get married. He took the COVID shot and his testicles swole up and now he's impotent. Well, I remember seeing studies that the spike protein that's in it doesn't just attack the heart, lungs, or get into the brain. It also attacks ovaries, testicles, and then the lining when a woman is producing the lining that allows her to get pregnant in her uterus. And so I was talking to Dr. Benjamin Marble, MD, and he was saying that she's right. So spend a few minutes talking about that and what's really going on from the research, Dr. Marble.
Well, the lethal injections have lipid nanoparticles in them. And when they first came out, they claimed that they would stay at the local site of injection in your shoulder. But since subsequently, we have found that they're actually distributed to your entire body. And from multiple studies have shown that they tend to concentrate most in the ovaries and testicles. So that has a tremendous fear for the future as far as causing infertility in the people that have taken them. So, you know, if the people don't die, like certainly using them in children is just insane because the children wouldn't know that they're infertile for 10, 15 years later. You know, so Nicki, it was interesting the way that transpired though, because anybody that's a public figure who says anything against the COVID cult narrative, they're going to get the smackdown. And that's what happened to Nicki Minaj. They gave her the smackdown. And so it's going to, you know, impact her career going forward. But she was right. They have already been proven to concentrate in the testicles. And, I don't know that individual patient as far as, you know, what exactly happened with him, but it is a problem that they concentrate and will cause infertility.
What about the general issue of all these cancer doctors and cancer labs? We played the clips where they go, look, we're seeing 10, 20, 30 times increases in the number of people with cancer after they take the shot. I know a bunch of people took it and got cancer.
Correct. Cancer levels, the oncologists I know, their cancer rates are just soaring. They're busier than they've ever been. They're people having strokes, heart attacks, myocarditis. Just the list of complications seems endless from the people that don't die. they have these complications. Of course, a lot of people die. So the thing is if you design a lethal injection to kill in a couple of years, we're only 9 months out from the start of the use of these things. So we've already had 20,000 people die in 9 months. Well, what's going to happen going forward? That's the big question that remains to be
seen. And the Nobel Prize winner for virology, you know, said 2 to 3 years. That's what others said. I guess because it hit mice and rats in 3 or 4, 6 months, a lot of them died. Most of them died within a year. So I guess they calculated out from rat studies and human studies that they've done comparisons before, right, that's the number. I mean, I wonder why they're saying 2 to 3 years. I'm just guessing.
Well, it's basically because 2 to 3 cold seasons. So it's like if you're allergic, like we said earlier, if you're allergic to say shrimp and you get exposed to shrimp, you may, you know, break out in a rash or whatever a little bit. The second time you get exposed, it's going to be worse. The third, fourth time, it gets worse every time, so that eventually it's just overwhelming and you die from it. I mean, I literally saw a patient one time died from eating shrimp. She knew she was allergic. She kept eating it.
Just like peanuts once you,
Yeah. So it's a repeat exposure phenomenon. So every cold season you get, unless you just live like Bubble Boy, you're going
to
get every.
And now they're going to make you allergic to the protein that's in all the coronaviruses. It's going to make everybody basically die like the Spanish flu in 1918.
Correct. And then when you get the lethal injection, it makes your body produce the bioweapon, which is the spike protein is the bioweapon.
And then when you're dying, they're going to say, oh, the unvaccinated killed you, when it's the vaccine that did it.
And you know, if you get the lethal injection and you die within 14 days, they count it as a COVID death, not as a lethal injection death.
Ah, okay. Well, then I wonder why it was killing the rats so much quicker. I guess they're just not as strong as us.
Well, that's the crazy thing. They did the studies in rats, and then all the animals died. A couple other mammals they did them in, and basically all the studies, the majority of the mammals died. Then a little time passed. They did no human trials, and then they just decided to start using them in humans.
Wow, powerful. I'm going to see if we've got time to get you back on tomorrow, but I definitely, you're going on the other shows. I don't normally program the other shows for him, but I want this guy. Hell, if you want, you can host a whole three hours with Harrison Smith tomorrow. I'm sure he'll want you. Probably already got some guests on. But Dr. Benjamin Marble, MD, myfreedoctor.com. Good to meet you in person,
fear,
brother.
Fear has no place here in the land of the free, home of the brave. Don't be afraid.
Absolutely. Get informed and warn others now that you know the truth. Thank you, Doc. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you.
We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off, that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, take another tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The Oscar winners give a press conference and how to buy a sailboat.
I guess my feeling at this point in time is maybe we need to be completely a little bit more scary for the public.
Especially with the Delta variant, which is the hardiest and most contagious variant we've seen to date, we need all the protection that we can get. That's why the vaccines are so effective.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
We've got to get them vaccinated, and hopefully they will do it willingly.
I think we really need to make it clear that there are privileges associated with being an American.
We have to be more blunt. We have to be more forceful.
If you do not want to get vaccinated, you can work from home. You can homeschool your children. You can shop online. So where is this coming from, people saying, I'm now being forced to be vaccinated?
If you want to travel, you better go get that vaccine.
You should be wearing masks even when you are vaccinated if you are indoors.
If you wish to have these privileges, you need to get vaccinated.
We have to say something coming out you know, you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die. I mean, let's just be really blunt to these people.
Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated.
Induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. These signals being sent through
There is a war on for your mind. Our signal has reached more than 2 billion people. But the enemy is now aware of the fact that we've broken through and are moving to block us on every front. The only way you're going to be able to see our videos and articles is to visit InfoWars.com itself and hand share the videos and articles to everyone you know. The signal is getting through and is exposing and defeating the globalist when we're able to get it through. But they're admittedly expanding their operations to suppress us, so only you can boost the signal. Only you can defeat the globalist. We're in this together. I salute you for your work, and I ask all of you to redouble your efforts.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are resistance.
That video just went live today on Infowars.com and Band.Video. I would like to see it posted on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. They live, we sleep. They live, we sleep. 2021 COVID edition. Those are real statements they made. Rob Dew did a great job adding a little They Live faces to it. My idea. I wanted to take some time out before we have Tim Pool on an in-depth interview coming up in a few minutes to just talk about sadness, to talk about betrayal, to talk about true evil. We know that tens of thousands of YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter influencers have been given on the low end, because Biden admits this, $2,000 up to $50,000 to say the vaccine is wonderful. Anybody that doesn't agree with it is insane. No one's gotten sick. Trust the science. We know some NBA players, because some have gone public and exposed the emails, have been paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to lie and say you should take the shots. Well, I noticed a video I was sent this morning. It's titled, Sam Harris Trashes Brett Weinstein with Alex Jones comparisons. I'm not going to play the whole thing from the Majority Report commenting on it, but they all do their little NPR caw the snake voice to put you to sleep, and they talk about science and how we don't debate people. Both the host of this show and the show they're playing try to talk as soft as they can because that's a trick to show you've got such a high IQ. Oh, we don't interview any of these other scientists because they're just a husband and wife team and they're just kooks. And, you know, they'll tell you that 14 scientists resigned and it's just a lie. It's made up. Why even respond? So they're lying to you, talking about why they don't debate people because they lie. Meanwhile, overhead shot, please. Before we play this, I'm just going to show you some of what's really going on from even their own sources. So here's this Majority Report talking about it, their NPR voice. And then here's New York Post article, 2 senior FDA officials resign over Biden administration booster shot plan. That's the number one and number two. Top 2 vaccine officials resign from FDA amid political pressure from Biden administration, MSN. 2 top FDA officials resign over the Biden administration booster shot plan, and they said don't give it to children, and they said that it's probably creating the deadly variants, and they went on and saying Biden's being political. And there's another article out of Newsmax, 2 FDA officials resign over Biden's booster plan. It was over more than that. Here's Politico, FDA panel. So that's the two. Then they voted Saturday 16-2 to say don't have boosters. But these guys don't care. They just say, oh, it's probably a lie. This is just like the fake story that ivermectin overfilled the hospitals and that it was the poison control 70% of their calls. AP had to retract. They all had to. It wasn't true. Okay? The whole horse paste Oklahoma story. So that's what's going on. And now Biden says they're just going to override all that. Here is FDI advisory panel votes against recommending COVID-19 booster shots for most Americans. So notice they don't show you any facts. They just lie to you and say that's not going on. Or all the big news that they cooked it up at Wuhan to infect humans, created a nanoparticle to do it. But they sit there and talk about how dumb people are. They don't know the science. That's a talking point. I don't know if these guys got paid, but everybody else got paid that we know of to say these very things. A lot of the shows admit they got paid. So it's very, very evil. So here is one show using another show and just sitting there with the worst confidence act I've ever seen, laughing at people. So here are these Benedict Arnolds against humanity. Very, very sad people. Here it is.
And we would all learn from the two of you learning from each other. Thank you.
Hey, Corey. Thanks for the question. Yeah, this is a hard one for me, actually. You know, I get that it seems crazy not to just flip on the microphone and talk to the guy, or talk to him and Heather, who's also been his partner in crime. It's hard to put this in a way that doesn't sound like a personal attack, but the reason why I don't want to do a podcast with Brett and Heather is the same as why I wouldn't do a podcast with a 9/11 truth conspiracy theorist or Alex Jones or anyone in that world.
Charles Murray.
There's a basic asymmetry, which is very hard to overcome. It's so much easier to make a mess than to clean it up. It's so much easier to light several small fires than to put them out. It's like a 10-to-1 advantage. To put it that way, it sounds like my concern is not losing a debate, and that's absolutely not my concern. If you're going to view this as a debate, it's won almost immediately. But I worry about what people take from the encounter, and I just don't want to do additional harm to our public conversation about what is in fact an important public health concern and a growing political one. First, the asymmetry. The reason why there's such an asymmetry here is that it is just impossible to debunk most things in real time. And even if the point being made is in fact spurious, it won't seem spurious to 99% of an audience, right? So the person on the conspiracy theory side of things can say, well, what about the 14 CDC officials who resigned last week and wouldn't give reasons when asked? What do you make of that? Right now, there's probably nothing to be made of that, right? I didn't even hear about it. And the truth is, I just made that up. But when
did
delivered
you hear that?
In
he
the context
makes it up
a,
and then
quote,
says
debate,
we're making it up and says he won't debate people because he's so high and mighty, but he's a liar. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X.
And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because of the UN globalist directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time, only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all of these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken under the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken under the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
The puppet leaders of nations across the planet are declaring their allegiance to the New World Order, and Democrat politicians have been announcing it here as well. That means allegiance to a tyrannical world corporate government established by the Rockefellers through the UN. And they want inside your bodies to put in you what they want, when they want, and to have the global digital tracking COVID passes or vaccine passes to form the backbone of their new world ID. And now their puppet Biden has announced the forced inoculation of 100 million Americans to keep their jobs in total violation of the Nuremberg Code. This is criminal. And he's lying, saying it's an approved vaccine when they did not approve it. They said that's a 2025 maybe. They just expanded the emergency authorization. That's why the two top scientists quit a week and a half ago. Well, you live to see it. Absolute New World Order world government. If you submit, they will totally enslave you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Well, we're here with Tim Pool. He's one of the most popular podcasts in the world. He's also had the courage in the last few years to have me on. And he also had the courage to stand up to the heads of Twitter on Joe Rogan's podcast and ask them serious questions about censorship and their role in it. And so here we are talking to you for my show. Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, absolutely. We had you on the show with Michael Malice, and I was super excited. It was a lot of fun. And you didn't do anything wrong. But YouTube took down the episode, and it was actually my fault. I thought you said something you didn't really say. I think that's why they took it down, because I was like, whoa, Alex, you can't say that. Because it sounded like you were saying, you know, you wanted firing squads, when you were actually making a metaphor and talking, not, you weren't calling for violence or anything like that. So I made the mistake. They take the video down. I got pissed. I immediately called the manager at Google, and I was like, we want this up. I'm not, you know, this is not okay. You know, if it's a blip in 1 second that was taken out of context, and they said we can't do it. Because not only do we not know why it was taken down, you know, we can't reinstate a video that, you know, that was in this way. And so I was like, what if we just snip out the one part, reupload the whole thing? And they were like, no, because it could have been something else. And I was like, what if we put up clips individually like we normally do? We don't know which clip would get taken down. And then I said, I'm going to have Alex Jones back on my show with Michael Malice. We're going to do the same thing all over again. And
you
then
did.
I hit you guys up. I was like, so we had to wait a week. And then I was like, come back out. Because I'm not okay with that. You know what I mean?
It's very Kafka-esque to not tell you what you've done.
Right.
So,
I can only assume it was the firing squad statement, when in reality they wouldn't confirm to me what happened. And so I was like, you know what? We're going to do it again. If they get us a strike on this time, then they shut us down for a week. Can't stream anymore. But I am not going to sit back. And like we did not have a bad conversation. It was totally within their rules. You know, we've had other people on the show who have said things 10 times worse than anything you've been accused of saying that are within the rules, obviously. And YouTube's like, oh, I don't care about that. It's only because of you they want to play these games with us. So I said no to that.
You know, I think it's because I talk about the whole eugenics globalist endgame, and now we see more and more of that being externalized by them. But simply from that, are you glad that you moved out of where you were into this beautiful area in the tri-state area?
Yes. It's amazing. We get wild wine berries. We're in Appalachia. So there's these little berries, they're like raspberries, but they're not, they're a little smaller. They're very sweet. Amazing. We made ice cream with them. And so the little berry pods, whatever they're called, they break apart, mix into the ice cream, but not break open. So you're eating this sweet cream ice cream, and then as you're eating it, the little wine berries pop in your mouth. It's amazing, isn't it?
The last two times I drove over here, it was already dark, because I guess it was in the winter both times. This time, I drove here the day, and it's horrible, it's ugly, don't move near this area. No, I mean,
there's bears. We had a copperhead in the back, and so we're doing construction, and they're like, and they all run the copperhead.
This place is gorgeous, though. I mean, yeah. I was being sarcastic. What a beautiful, because I've been in Virginia, I've been in Maryland, I've been in West Virginia, but this particular area, still a secret location, is amazing.
Yeah. Secret location. We have pawpaw. You know pawpaw?
Yes, I ate one yesterday.
Hillbilly bananas. They're everywhere. I thought we only had a couple trees because apparently they're hard to flower. We walk into the woods on the property and they're hitting you on the head.
I ate one on the Potomac yesterday. What made you pick this area?
We were looking for somewhere in the middle of nowhere. I've been saying for a long time. So I lived in New York, and then I lived on Myrtle and Nostrand, about one block from where the black supremacist executed two cops in the car. And so one day I look out, you know, I look out my window and I see cops everywhere, and there down the street, squad car, cops everywhere. Police wouldn't let me leave my own apartment. I went downstairs, the lights had been shut off. I opened the door and the cops says, get back inside. And I was like, I want to go to the store. And he was like, you crime scene. So I closed the door. The cops walk, you know, they're walking by in patrol. And then I opened the door and I go across the street. You can't lock me in my house. And I walked over to where, what was going on, and I'm just seeing the scene. The guy killed himself, apparently. And then I was just like, you know, I've been watching this happen for the past, at this point, I think that was 2016 or 2015. I've been watching the escalation with the protests and the insanity, the algorithmic psychosis, I call it, building up in people. And so I was just, I don't want to be in this place, right? So I moved to the Jersey side, Jersey City. I moved to Union City in New Jersey. Then bombs got planted in Manhattan on 25th Street and in Jersey City. And then I was like, I don't want to be in the cities right now because I'm watching the escalation every single day. And so then I go to the southern New York metro in the Bayonne area. And I'm there for a while. And then it's just, there was no catalyzing moment there other than the ongoing escalation where I said, let's go to South Jersey. For one, I want to buy my own house. I want to have my own production studio, not rent, and actually be able to expand and better property, better prices, and across the river on the other side of Philly. So it's not New York. It's not going to be as crazy. Plus, we're on the Jersey side. We don't got to worry about it. And then the riots happened with George Floyd, right? And I thought we were safe. Until one day I heard the sirens and the squad cars, the rioters crossed the bridge into Jersey. And so then I'm thinking to myself, I don't believe they'll come to my house. I don't think they're going to come to my neighborhood. They're coming to some neighborhoods. But at a certain point, I don't want to support the areas that are letting this lawlessness persist, that are bowing down to this. When you see the police get on the knee for the protesters. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'll get more space for cheaper. We can do more fun stuff. We can fly Zeppelins and drones, and we can just a bunch of cars parked in the grass, fresh fruit, grow our own crops, have chickens. Started looking for a place in the middle of nowhere. And this is close enough to D.C. to where we can fly people in and have guests. I'd have chosen Wyoming or Montana if it was possible, but you can't get people to fly out there.
So. No, but you're right. This is as close to living out in the middle of the forest in a beautiful area with mountains and everything else, but still being close to a big city. It's just amazing. It's a smart move. And it seemed like I came here pretty early in lockdown to visit you. You'd already moved before that even happened, or did you do it during it?
We left here, I think we started preparing our move in August. And it's like the lockdowns happened, 15 days slow to spread all the stuff, and things were getting progressively worse. And then eventually we were like, before it gets substantially worse, we should find a place. Not to mention, we want to expand.
Well, you were smart to do that. Why do you think the establishment globally, because obviously globalism is about corporate rule over the planet, teaching us to live under martial law, to be non-essential, and all over the world, they're only tightening down. They're getting ready to tighten down here again. Why do you think the ruling class would want to create such a dystopic system?
I'm not entirely convinced that there's like a group of people sitting around twirling their mustaches, believing like this is our latest plan. I know there's the Davos group. I know they do have plans, but I think it's more of emerging systems, and basically that pressures beget pressures. So when something happens, it'll naturally give rise to a certain group, which will naturally give rise to certain groups. So you do have people intent on making dramatic changes. You do have people like Bill Gates who come out on TED Talk saying, we've got a population problem. And then what ends up happening is, independent of Bill Gates, you'll get some people in some group in Europe. They'll agree with each other. They'll both implement some kind of plan in a certain direction. I don't think they want a dystopia. I just don't think they actually know what they're doing, don't have nearly as much control as they think they do, or many people think they do. So what ends up happening is they just start a fire they can't control, and then...
Well, sure, it's kind of like Extinction Rebellion, blocking blue-collar people going to work on trains or highways while a woman's having a baby and a man's having a heart attack. I mean, to them, they see humans destroying things, so it's a very simple solution. Let's just block humans and shut down industrial society. Well, you do that with all these billions of people, it'll cause giant wars and death, and basically the equivalent of a zombie apocalypse. And so they're pushing everything into a, quote, controlled collapse, in their words. And that's what Klaus Schwab has said. They want a great reset, and shutting things down was good for the Earth. But really all it caused was mass starvation that'll then flood us with third world population. You know, listeners call into the show and they thank me, and it makes me feel pathetic because I sit there and I beg you for support constantly, for prayer, for financial support, and for word of mouth, and we're all in this together. And it gets old having to come to you and say, hey, I got great products, please buy them or we won't be here on air. But it's true. We're the only media organization in the United States that promotes liberty at this level that is not beholden to big corporate sponsors. And they've harassed and almost shut down everybody else. They've crippled all the other groups. And we're still here. And as this whole new world order comes out in the open, our credibility's going up. That's why we've got to be taken off air. That's why America has got to be taken down. You can't have all these other nations enslaved and America still quasi-free. You can't have InfoWars has been proven right being on air with all the craziness that's about to unfold. Because if you think stuff's bad now, just get ready. So thank you all. And get into InfoWarsStore.com. Get some great 2020 election shirts, supplements, and so much more. They're wonderful products, and they support the InfoWar. Thank you.
General Lee, it's General Milley. I just want you to know that Trump tried to overthrow the U.S. government 2 days ago on January 6th. And I just want you to know I've taken control of the nuclear weapons. And if Trump tries to launch an attack on you, we'll let you know first the attack's coming.
That is from the transcript. Then he called up Pelosi, Schumer, and others to say, I'm loyal to you. I'm going to protect Trump from using nuclear weapons. But Trump was going for detente with China and North Korea at the time, and Trump's responded saying it's a total lie. Pelosi's come out and admitted it happened. Hell, she bragged back on January 8th that it took place then and is saying that she honors Milley and that he's this courageous person. So are all these other Democrats. So this is the permanent deep state coup that's been in control for a long time, now coming out of the shadows publicly. Remember, these people literally hate you and your family. Now they're injecting you with poison, soft kill injections. Wake up, America, or be destroyed.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s, and then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020, where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censored by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus, and that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
We're already halfway through September 2021.
It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Then flood us with third world populations, and I see totally stabilization coming. But that's my view. Gut level, where do you think humanity's going the next year, the next 2 years, the next 5 years? If you had to make a prediction, would you say a much more destabilized, dangerous world, or do you see the world getting better?
Well, define better, I suppose. Right. So let's talk about the Great Reset and what they've been doing. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. So not better in that regard. But, you know, I've often wondered a few questions for, like, you know, conservatives defending cops when they're accused of racism. I'm like, these leftist progressives are talking about New York City. You call the progressives racist, and then are surprised and disagree with them when they say the city's racist. So when you see pro-abortion, and the accusation from a lot of people on the right is that it's a depopulation movement, I don't know if I go that far. I just don't know enough about it. I certainly think there are people who are pro-terminating babies and not having kids, and they say it's good for the environment. So when you hear that, you're like, well, those people certainly don't want kids. Then you just ask yourself, who's not having the kids? I mean, conservatives are certainly having kids. The progressives and leftists are the ones advocating for you not to have kids. So what happens in 10, 20 years? If you go back to I think it was the early 2000s, there was a study they did where they found that conservatives were having on average 2.01 children, and progressives were having 1.73 children, below replacement levels. Now you take a look at the Pew Research on the political views of the generations, and you can see that Gen Z is slightly more conservative than millennials in some areas, but about as progressive relative to Gen X. Why is it that Gen Z is in some areas slightly more conservative? Well, a lot of people have said it's because the young generation's on the internet, they're based, they're getting access to real information. I think the reality is that 20 years ago when we saw this study, conservatives had kids and liberals didn't. What happens in 20 years? You get more people voting conservative and less people voting for progressive policies. You do have the millennials driving a lot of the cancel culture, wokeness psychosis. But I got to wonder if there was I can't remember who said this. It might have been Glenn Beck years and years ago, that if you've got people who are advocating for abortion, literally ending their own bloodlines, then the natural outcome is going to be a very conservative religious future where you can see religious families having 7 kids and opposing abortion. So the future, I mean, is the population going to be smaller? Probably. It's going to cause economic problems in a lot of ways. We're going to see manipulation in the media so people don't realize what's happening. But then if that's the path, I think there's a simple equation, which may be wrong, that the future will be substantially more libertarian conservative and less...
Well, I think that is where the future is naturally going, and that's where globalism and the Davos Group is coming in their own words to block that. But if you pull back from it, that's why... you see this move to get first world nations, whether it's Japan or the United States, to not have children, whereas you need about 2.1 replacement rate in all the studies to be able to even take care of the old people.
Right.
And the idea of Klaus Schwab, oh, robots will do it, that's not really going to happen. And so that's why a lot of the actuaries show a dystopic future, because you have all these giant third world populations who are coming in right as we get rid of the middle class. And so instead of lifting them up, you're going to have just even larger groups of poor people who are having more children. And so it's almost like the globalist model is making that worse. Instead of industrializing those people and bringing them up, then they would have less than 2 children.
It's tough. We had, who was it? I think it was Chris Martinson. Are you familiar with Dr. Chris Martinson?
I've heard the name, yeah.
He talked about the, what was it called, the windshield phenomenon. Have you ever heard that?
I have.
That's scary. right?
Tell folks about the windshield phenomenon.
People have noticed a decline in, when you're driving down the road, how many bugs splatter on your windshield. And so there was actually a study done in Denmark where they found, you know, they drove a car, calculated how many bugs hit the windshield over like 1,000 cars or whatever. Then they did it progressively over time and found the amount of bugs was on the decline.
They're plunging, and bees right. as well. I mean,
right.
I mean just one form of insect.
Disorder. Yeah. So it sounds like something bad's happening, right? We've seen.
I mean, I agree because you have the birds and the bats that eat the bugs, and then they're the ones that, you know, help pollinate everything, the bees. And I remember driving to our ranch. We got a family property in East Texas. And until about 20 years ago, it didn't matter if it was the fall, the summer, the spring, you would have covered bugs all over the front
yep.
and covered bugs all over the windshield.
Not anymore.
And now, I mean, there might be 5 dead bugs when I drive 200 miles.
Yep.
And so, yeah, there
I've
is.
The same thing. So I have to wonder, is there really a population problem? Are humans, you know, look, you put yeast in a bottle, eventually it farts itself to death. And so this is something I actually asked you on.
Well, that's the population bomb deal of Paul Ehrlich. And then that's where, from that model, they have the Voluntary Extinction Society and groups that say they've been sterilized, they're not going to have children. And I think it has to do with electromagnetics. I think it has to do with pesticides. I think it has to do with some over-farming of soils. There's ways to transcend all that. I mean, I think just saying humans, I mean, obviously a lot of parts of the world are overpopulated, like India, areas of China, go to the Caribbean,
right.
and then there's, you know, a million people on one island or whatever. Obviously, those people need to be educated, informed, and you know, have, and then become middle class, and then they have less than 2 children. I mean, so I think we can fix the population problem we have. Undoubtedly, the world is overpopulated, in my view. I just don't think that you sit there and then give this superclass the total control of everybody, because when you study the superclass, they are beyond the Nazis. I mean, if you look at the Rockefellers setting up the UN, they actually funded Hitler, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. All that elitism is, they say, oh, we don't dislike people for what color skin they are. So everybody with low test scores needs to die.
They hate people.
And then, yes. again, they're so stagnant and so unhappy, and they don't have a right to decide all that. And so they're a very, very great danger.
You know, I can ponder difficult questions. You know, when you mention the Rothschilds, the UN stuff, I don't know anything about that. What I can say is something I've been thinking about since the beginning of the pandemic, when you get a lot of conspiracies about the Great Reset and stuff. Certainly, they've said the Great Reset is real. Certainly, the Davos Group, the World Economic Forum, has said, which COVID restrictions would you like to be permanent? Or I think they said, which changes? I mean, I think they said restrictions, right?
And they've said it's good for the Earth
yes.
to have periodic lockdowns. And it's like Obama going to Africa and saying you can't have cars or air conditioning, but he lives, and he bought a giant mansion on the ocean, and but it's saying the water's going to go up. See, they're telling us the world ends in 2030, because under Agenda 2030, the world as we know it ends. So they're preparing us for calamities, and then saying, oh, it's the environment, when they're going to introduce the things that a global lockdown makes us poor here. It starves people to death by the hundreds of millions the UN
right.
estimates.
Yeah, 225 million, I think they said, last year.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, on the edge of death, and like 20 million extra died, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. So, again, people might can take this out of context. I'm literally just trying to ponder these tough questions. If there really was this effort to wipe out the low IQs and all that stuff, I look at these people who I describe as being in a cult. They believe whatever's on the TV. They don't do any independent research. CNN actually, there's an article about not doing research, saying, don't do research. I'm not kidding. I tweeted it out.
I read it from your tweet, but even the New York Times had an article about it's dangerous to do research.
So if you were a despot who wanted to cleanse humanity and only the intelligent people would carry on, which group would that be? The people who believe whatever they're told and don't investigate, or the critical thinkers challenging the system?
And that's what they really, we should talk about that on your show, because that's huge. It's like a psychological test or an IQ test. Can you really research this isn't a vaccine? Can you really find out it doesn't help you? Can you really find out you're being lied to and BS? And it's really a test to then let people who are dumbed down opt into it, and the people that are smart opt out. And a lot of people go, oh, that's great. All the dumb people, the leftists aren't having children, they're taking all the dangerous shots, and then it's very sick because we're actually now becoming like the eugenicists that are doing this, and they're saying, see, we're so smart, we figured this out, you ought to join us.
PhDs are the most vaccine hesitant.
Absolutely not. More highly educated. The head of Pfizer said he won't take it.
He did take it.
No doubt he did.
Yeah, so in March he said he's not going to jump the line. He got criticized. 2 weeks later, he announced he got the vaccine.
Yeah.
So I
don't see that, but I believe you.
Right, right. And we can fact check it.
Hey, I love your new green room.
That's great, right?
I mean, you've got an actual green room, but this is awesome out here.
It's a green, it's the green outside.
Hey, let's just, what are we talking about on your show tonight? People will watch this on my show in a few days. Most of my viewers are already fans. They probably would have already watched it. But for those that haven't, what are we planning to cover tonight?
The topical events, stuff that's been going on today. So obviously there's stuff going on with China. There's vaccine mandates. I have to pull up all the articles we have on. There's a lot of stories.
Yeah, but we should talk about, because this is something I'm not as hyper out of control today. I've stopped drinking and stuff, and I've been, you know, exercising more, trying to get more focused. Because a lot of times I get tired, so I get lazy, and I just kind of rant and have fun because it's easy to do. But to be focused and cerebral is hard. But I'm going to do it tonight. I mean, I'd like to get into all that stuff about the windshield phenomenon.
Yeah, absolutely.
The whole petri dish, the population bomb. We should do all that. What else are we going to cover?
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Globalist General Milley has revealed to the world that the United States is not a free republic, but is run by a permanent stay-behind network bureaucracy. The big takeaway here is that he didn't act alone. He felt that he was safe to talk on an overseas phone line system that he knew was being watched by not just our government, but the Five Eyes, the Russians, and the Chinese. He wanted the world to know that. He was proud of what he was doing because he was backed by the deep state. This permanent bureaucracy sees America as its enemy. It sees the American people as its enemy. It sees prosperity as its enemy. And it conspired with the communist Chinese to threaten them, basically, and say, Trump may nuke you, but if he tries, we'll call and say we're attacking you so you can respond first. That's beyond treason. But it shows the type of anti-American sycophants living in their own fetid bubble that try to get away with this. Milley and all of his accomplices need to go to prison now for life.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled.
thebiopros.com.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because of the UN globalist directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all of these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken under the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken under the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Republic is gone. Yeah. The United States Republic is gone. And there's one metric by which you can say it's hard to know where the line is when you can say the country doesn't exist anymore. I think we've seen it. Now, I can say a few things. Joe Biden has bypassed the separation of powers, I believe now, what is this, three times? With the eviction moratorium bypassing Congress, the Supreme Court saying stop, him saying no, I'll do it again, and then finally him coming out with the vaccine mandates, just saying, I rule by decree. Now, think about how the laws are supposed to be formed in this country. You've got a legislature, the House drafts a bill, goes to the Senate approves, President signs it. Executive branch can kick it back. It passes. The Supreme, it can be challenged in the courts. Now we exist in a system where the sovereign hereby decrees, and already people are being fired for not getting their vaccine at big companies.
And he's very good at turning groups against each other.
But what can you do when the sovereign decrees? Well, peasant, you can petition your wise elders, and if they feel you've been wronged, they will hear what you have to say or dismiss you outright. There is no redress of grievances anymore. Democrats tried to create a path of citizenship through a spending bill, which bypasses our quorum effectively. We're at a point in this country where no one cares about the system of government that was set up by the founding fathers to our traditions or our laws. But those right there, I can still argue, well, Obama killed American citizens. You can argue, no, there's one simple thing. On the southern border of Texas, illegal immigrants are going back and forth. Now, it's one thing when you have illegal immigrants cross into your country, and you say, hey there, mister, that's a violation of the law. We're going to take you. We're going to process you. And then if you're an asylum seeker, we'll consider it. We're actually really nice in that regard. We could do what Trump did, have him come to the border and request formally and wait in Mexico. But even in the U.S., we're like, we'll try to be nice. Now we have the migrants leaving, buying food, and coming back. When you're at a point where you have, 15,000 people?
It's more than that now.
More than that. And they're crossing the border as if nothing is there
at all. It's a revolving door.
Do you see the videos of them carrying takeout?
Yes.
They're illegally entering the country, then going back to Mexico for takeout and coming back. When your border is that, there's no border, there's no jurisdiction, you have no control over these people, and you combine that with everything else you've seen, the Republic is...
I totally agree. So we should talk about that tonight and talk about ways to reverse it. Because a lot of people say, okay, let him be a dictator, Julius Caesar, but... then all the other checks and balances go out the door, and that's what allowed us to have more wealth than any other country in the world, was the checks and balances that allowed a middle class to form, and unfortunately the globalists don't want that around. So, Tim Pool, tell the viewers of InfoWars that don't follow your show how people find it.
TimCast.com.
TimCast.com.
Yeah, see, I cut down my YouTube production in half at the beginning of the year, because YouTube is bad. Censoring. And we set up TimCast.com where we're hiring journalists, where we're, so we'll do the live show tonight on YouTube, right? And YouTube has rules about the things you can't do or say. Some of them, I think, absolutely cross the line. Some of them are stupid. And then we have our rules, like we don't want to swear. You know, we try to be something that people can listen to with their families.
Don't want to threaten people.
Yeah, no violence, nothing like that. But some of the restrictions are absolutely ridiculous. So I'm not going to dedicate. It's a mistake to build a business on YouTube. But it's still good marketing. With TimCast.com, you, me, Phil, we can do a show where we can talk about whatever we want without being censored.
I look forward to that.
You have Van.video. I love, you know what I really love? When these journalists, I do air quotes, come out and said, aha, we banned Alex Jones and now he's gone. And I'm like, no, now you just don't see him. He made his own YouTube. His videos are getting hundreds of thousands of views. Certainly it affected your reach for sure by doing it.
But it did make the fans more hardcore in a way. It was rough. For a few years, but in a way it has made us bigger and stronger, and that's what everybody's doing now. It's great. Like Joe Rogan, you know, use Spotify. That's like his, you know, bigger private thing, but it's also giant. And boy, you know, Joe, moved out of California. Last question, because I know we got to go to your show. Where do you think this exodus ends when the blue cities are all collapsing and all the brain trust is leaving to either, you know, go to the woods or go to the mountains or go to the plains or, you know, go to Austin, Texas? I mean, what are they going to do as they drive out everybody? I don't know why they're doing it.
It depends on how gradually then suddenly it all happens, right? If it's something that's slow and over time, people just slowly start moving out to the middle of nowhere and spreading out, which I actually think is a good thing.
Healthy.
If it happens really, really quickly, I mean, people can't just leave. You live in New York, you can't just take your family and just walk somewhere else. They're going to be beating each other in the streets. Depending on how bad it gets, people will be eating each other.
I agree. When you bring in a third world population to replace the educated, informed people of all races that were there, when that knowledge class leaves, it's going to collapse. How are they going to get the bubbles of the houses so expensive? And I couldn't live in New York.
We've got 27 employees, about maybe 30, and we're growing and we're expanding. And we're looking to invest in new businesses beyond just news and politics. We're doing culture stuff. We do the Cast Castle vlog, which is very hokey and silly. That could have been in New Jersey. We were trying to buy a building in New Jersey, and it was too difficult. The taxes were insane. And ultimately, with the restrictions, I said, what's the point of being here? So I actually thought, you know, New Jersey's got a millennial brain drain. No millennial that grows up in New Jersey wants to be there. And I said, I know it's got its problems. I know it's got bad taxes. But I think we can make something good and try and bring this back. We can stand here, stand our ground, and breed a culture that votes better and improves. And it was so just over-encumbering that I was just like, this is pointless. West Virginia.
And what about your native Chicago?
Oh, yeah, right. I don't want to get shot. I've looked at properties in Chicago. Taxes are ridiculous. Economy is not great. Space is not there. Cities are bad for more than just the culture war stuff.
I mean, I agree. And the cities are dying, not just here, but all over the world. People really want to decentralize. So who knows? Maybe I'm going to become a neighbor because, look, Austin's great, and my family's been there for hundreds of years. But the whole point is this becoming the new L.A.? I'm definitely looking. I've just got a big crew, and they live in Austin. And I love Joe's there and everybody else there. And I'll probably still try to keep a condo there or something, or a shack outside town. But I just gut level want to move to the woods.
It's amazing. We got 20 acres of empty property. It was really cheap. You can go there and do whatever you want.
You're about to say someone interrupts you. What was that?
Yeah, Texas was a bad move for a lot of people. You know, they say Joe Rogan moves from California to Texas. He brings his policies with him. And then some people might argue, yeah, but Joe's not establishment. He's anti-establishment. He'll be okay, right? What about all of his staff? What about when Joe opens a comedy club and the people who are in California like opportunities in Texas? And that pull factor from Joe Rogan, from all these actors that are now moving in, pulls all of these woke, lefty, NPC-type individuals into Texas. I think there's a lot of good people moving to Texas, which could help it shift red. But if industry individuals, like Elon Musk moves there, right? And he's going to bring all the California liberals. How many people does he employ? Tens of thousands?
Oh, Apple's there. Austin right. Is now like San Francisco or something. I mean, no. It's definitely the money. The leftist money is the big one. I mean, they are.
So I thought about this, and everyone said Texas, because you got the airports. You got the best airports, actually. You've got all the people are based, ignore Austin, whatever. And I'm like, how long? How long am I going to be there until the industry drags in more of these people who vote for garbage? West Virginia. You know why? Because people are leaving West Virginia. Blue voters. There's articles. AP wrote about this.
Oh, it's beyond the Rust Belt. But it's nice people and it's beautiful.
No. But look. There are people in West Virginia who are Democrat, urban, and small towns who are like, I hate this state. They love Trump. I'm leaving. And I'm like, hey. All right. I'll move in. There's an opportunity because West Virginia has been suffering for some time. And we'll find one of these smaller towns. Apparently, I've been saying on the show, we want to find one of these ghost towns. Not a ghost town, but like it's falling into disrepair. Industry's leaving.
Revitalize it.
Instead of
that's a smart move. That's what I'm thinking about.
Well, check it out. Instead of buying a big corporate headquarters, we buy one building for now, and then when we need to expand, we buy the building next to it. And so it's actually cheaper because it's an opportunity zone, right?
That's what Gerald Celente did in Kingston, New York, to a certain extent.
And then we start telling other companies, you know, hey, we're opening up a lot. Make your company can come. And then you're actually not bringing in industry people from.
And that's what America, the idea was all about, is the exodus out of the big establishment, create the new. And I think, so this is the American dream you're reestablishing here. So you've been here, what, a year and a half or so?
A year.
And so are you happy with it? You're
amazing.
Like the move.
Yeah, West Virginia is key, you know, but I'll say this. If you're a city type, you will hate it. And I know this is this joke where a lot of people are like, oh, don't come to West Virginia if you're a liberal. There's bears and there's guns. Let's be real. I'll tell you the reality. We've got 4.5 acres. You got to mow the lawn. You want to mow that lawn? You don't want to mow that lawn. It takes you a long time. We got all of this. You got to go out bushwhacking. Look, there's a trail here. It is a lot to upkeep. And I realized something, especially with, I wake up in the morning, I read the news, I record my first segment, and then I get out and tend to the chickens. I put on my muck boots, go step in the chicken crap, and then I got to make sure they got food and water. I got to check the eggs. It's nonstop work, sun up to sundown. You see, the city people don't like that. That's why they're always saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. Thomas Sowell has a great quote. He said, I never understood why it's greed to want to keep what you've earned, but not greed when you try to take it from other people. You come out here, you can make your own thing. We've grown our own plants. I had my own breakfast. Eggs, peppers, cherry tomatoes, all freshly grown by us here on our property.
And you got a great house. And that's what Thomas Jefferson believed in, the power of the yeoman farmer, because they were close to land and they weren't easily conned or manipulated, because you can't con an honest man. Tim Poole, let's go to your podcast. Thank you, buddy.
Let's do it.
That was great. Great interview.